California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Alrighty, folks. After an excellent week, why not spend the weekend watching the left squirm just a little bit more? Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, the number one documentary of the decade, is streaming exclusively at Daily Wire Plus. Not a member yet? Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code Trump for 47% off your new annual membership. So in just a little while, we're going to be joined by the brand new senator from the state of Montana, Tim Sheehy. I had the privilege of joining him on the campaign trail during the campaign. That dude is amazing. He's just terrific. We're going to have him on in a little while. But let's begin with more winning, because let's be real about, again, I am unaccustomed to this level of optimism. It's giving me a bit of indigestion. I got to be honest with you. Maybe it's the lack of sleep. Maybe it's the fact that I could only eat vegan food when I was in Tennessee. But whatever the rationale, maybe Pepto-Bismol fixes the optimism. I don't know what the story is. Bottom line is, I'm a little optimistic because President Trump keeps making good decisions. It's almost as though all the myths that we were told about how Donald Trump was going to come into office and then immediately staff up complete idiots around himself, it's almost as though those were untrue. And we were told that by the most intelligent people. After all, Donald Trump had fired people like General James Mattis. After all, Donald Trump had been at odds with so many members of his prior administration, there would be no one left. He would be forced to dip into the bottom of the barrel. And thus far, I see precisely zero evidence that that is indeed the case. The people who are apparently doing the staffing on a wide variety of issues include people like the Vice President of the United States elect J.D. Vance. Don Jr. is on that team. Eric is on that. Eric Trump is on that team. You also have a bunch of Trump world insiders like Susie Wiles, like people like Brian Hook is involved in the foreign policy team. In other words, the people who are going to go into the Trump administration are not going to be jokers. They're going to be very serious people with a very serious portfolio. As mentioned, Donald Trump late yesterday announced that he would be tapping the campaign co-manager Susie Wiles as the White House chief of staff. Susie Wiles is a very serious person. She's well-respected on all sides of the political spectrum inside the Republican Party. Jeb Bush has endorsed, everyone from Jeb Bush all the way to Donald Trump, has endorsed Susie Wiles as chief of staff. She's a very serious politico. She obviously worked not only with Trump, but with Rick Scott down here when he was governor of Florida, with Governor DeSantis when he was running for governor of Florida. Then she went back into the Trump campaign. She is wily, she is savvy, and she is knife sharp. I mean, she is really a solid political fighter. According to the Wall Street Journal, Susie Wiles, who led President Trump's presidential run, will become his White House chief of staff when he retakes the presidency next year, the campaign said on Thursday, making her the first woman to hold that role in American history. Remember that time when he wouldn't surround himself with strong women, according to Mark Cuban? Yeah, I feel like she's a woman. I don't know. Just going to put that out there. Trump said in a statement, Susie Wiles just helped me achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history and was an integral part of both my 2016 and 2020 successful campaigns. Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected. Susie will continue to work tirelessly to make America great again. It is a deserved honor to have Susie as the first ever female chief of staff in U.S. history. I have no doubt she will make our country proud. Now, again, she keeps her cards real close to the vest. She's incredibly savvy, and she is not the type of person who is going to take kindly to people who do not have Team Trump's best interests at heart. So that is an excellent pick by President Trump. Again, she's well respected on pretty much every side of the Republican political spectrum. Now, the question as to how she negotiates in Congress, that one is still open. Usually the chief of staff has a lot of congressional negotiations. The good news for her is that while she doesn't have tons of experience at doing that, because again, she was campaign manager in 2016 and 2020 in part, and she didn't really involve herself in legislative affairs, she will be negotiating with Mike Johnson in the House. In the Senate, the Senate leadership battle is still wide open at this point. There's a lot of speculation about who is going to take over as the Senate Majority Leader because Mitch McConnell has announced he's going to step down. There's some rumors that Rick Scott, for example, is trying to run for it. There's more than rumors he does want the Senate Majority Leadership position. There are some members of the base who are very hot on Rick Scott, so he's a possibility. John Thune is a very solid possibility. Most of the more established members of the U.S. Senate are probably going to back Thune or John Cornyn. Honestly, any of those people will be perfectly capable of negotiating with President Trump and will do a fine job in that role. Okay. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump and his senior advisors are privately assembling short lists of candidates for top jobs in the incoming administration. Apparently, Trump's transition team, according to the Wall Street Journal, is being led by co-chair Howard Lutnick, who is, of course, involved in the campaign. He's overseeing personnel. He's put together spreadsheets with names for the former president to consider. Among the people who are being considered, National Security Advisor, the names that are coming up are Rick Grenell. We all know him, obviously. He was Trump's former ambassador to Germany and acting director of national intelligence. Rick would do an amazing job in that role. Other potential candidates include Keith Kellogg, an octogenarian retired three-star Army general and former NSA to Vice President Mike Pence, former Defense Department official Elbridge Colby, and Robert O'Brien, who was the last NSA under Donald Trump. Some of the people mentioned for Treasury Secretary include Scott Bessent, Key Score Group founder, as well as billionaire investor John Paulson. Secretary of State, a few of the possibilities mentioned are Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, as well as Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. Both of those would be excellent picks. Other potential candidates include O'Brien, Grinnell, and former senior State Department official Brian Hook, who is largely seen as the person compiling lists on who precisely should go into the foreign policy establishment. We'll get to Brian Hook in just a moment because he's been speaking publicly about what the administration's Iran policy is, and it is already bearing fruit. They haven't even taken office yet, and action is already happening to bring down conflict in the Middle East. More on this in just a second. The left has no regard for the lives of unborn babies, with at least one clinic offering free abortions just steps away from the DNC. An extreme political pro-abortion stance is evident in Minnesota, where the governor signed a law that makes it much harder to protect the life of a baby after a botched abortion attempt. This is insanity. The media has dubbed this the abortion election. We must stand up to this evil. By joining forces with Preborn, one of the nation's largest pro-life organizations, you are protecting the most vulnerable victims in our society, babies in their mother's wombs. Preborn's network of clinics is strategically located in the nation's highest abortion areas, having rescued over 300,000 unborn babies. When a woman considering abortion seeks help, Preborn is there. The power of an ultrasound paired with God's love can double a baby's chance at life. One ultrasound costs just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. So donate securely. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. When you donate, you're helping save lives of babies every single day. Preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. As far as Secretary of Defense, some names have been thrown out. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Trump did give him a shout out, as you'll recall, Wednesday morning in his victory speech in Florida. Also, Republican Representative John Ratcliffe, who has served as Trump's DNI, is being put forward as a possible DOD head or CIA head. Mike Waltz, a congressman from Florida, he also is being considered as a possible DOD leader. Homeland Security, we're hearing Chad Wolf, who'd be great. We're hearing Tom Homan, who'd be great. The bottom line is, all of these names are good. Legitimately, all of these names would be not just acceptable, but excellent. And the markets are picking up on this. Okay, Washington is open for business, as Axios puts it. Mark Andreessen, an investor who backed President Trump in this race, he tweeted out this morning that he believes that we are going to be seeing unprecedented economic growth. He says, quote, America is in an economic coiled spring. We should be growing at least 4% annually, ideally 6 to 8%. Growth has been brutally suppressed since before I was born. There's so much to build. The payoff for all Americans will be incredible. That is the mood in the business community. As Axios reports, buckle up. President-elect Trump plans fast action on a business-friendly agenda of tax cuts, deregulation, and expanded energy production, his advisors tell us. By the way, all of this stuff does have a downward effect on inflation. Because when you have more productivity, that means more supply, and that then keeps up with demand, and then the prices drop. Deregulation means more investment. It means economic growth. It means more innovation. According to Axios, Trump plans to load his White House and cabinet with business and tech-friendly executives and stretch the powers of the presidency to force quick changes. Behind the scenes, Trump advisors believe they wasted early opportunities to grow the economy in his first term because they didn't know how to staff. See, this is the nice thing. Trump term two, they know exactly who they have to fire. Trump is going to take office with a triumvirate. He'll have the House. He'll have the Senate. He's going to fill his top ranks with actual business leaders. The courts are largely going to support him. The people picking staff include Elon Musk, Mark Andreessen, David Sacks, and Joe Lonsdale. My goodness. what a team that's going to be. You want to talk about growing the economy? You want to talk about a productivity explosion? You want to talk about people who know how to build businesses and how markets work? You're not going to do better than that group of people. Honestly, they're all great. Meanwhile, the other power players are Howard Lutnick, chairman and CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, and Linda McMahon, who headed the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term. You're watching a bunch of CEOs come out, basically celebrating Trump's win. Jeff Bezos congratulated him, obviously. He wasn't the only one. You're starting to see business people get real enthusiastic about what is coming down the pike, and they should be. Meanwhile, some of the supposed regulators, the more extreme regulators, they're going to be gone. So, for example, Gary Gensler, who's been awful. He's the head of the Securities and Exchanges Commission. He's been focused largely on preventing business from making investment. Wall Street executives are happy to see him go. He is going to be tossed out immediately. Some of the possibilities to replace him would be Dan Gallagher, chief legal officer at Robinhood and previous SEC commissioner. Meanwhile, over at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is Elizabeth Warren's Orwellian institution to crack down on the markets, Trump is going to install a new leader at the CFPB. One name that has been floated is Todd Zwicky, a law professor at George Mason University. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, the chairman resigned in May. Now, the Trump administration is poised to loosen the reins somewhat at the FDIC to allow banks to actually do their business. And it is going to be a boom time in American life. Everybody who's in business knows it. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is going to go in there and he's going to start cutting. According to the Wall Street Journal, lessons from the Elon Musk School of Management shed light on how the billionaire will go about slashing government spending in a new Trump White House. We know, for example, that when Elon Musk took over X, he fired 80% of the workforce. Increasing efficiency is something that Elon Musk is very much familiar with. Now, again, he's not going to be able to cut trillions of dollars from the budget, but there will be a rare window of opportunity to pursue spending cuts for sure. And Musk is going to go through, and a lot of these government contracts were done on a no-bid basis. You can see him reopen all of that and bring down costs solely on that basis as well. Meanwhile, federal workers are preparing for cuts, and they're preparing for the possibility of forced relocation because Donald Trump is talking about taking many of these departments and moving them outside of Washington, D.C., which is great. Gets rid of the entire swamp entirely. So what you would see, presumably, is like the Department of Agriculture would move out. You'd see other departments moved out of Washington, D.C. Schedule F would strip job protections from many career federal employees in policy roles. So get ready. Trump's a-coming. And the boom is coming as well. As the Wall Street Journal says, Wall Street has rarely been more excited by an election. U.S. stocks' capitalization rose by $1.62 trillion on Wednesday, their fifth best one-day showing ever following Donald Trump's decisive election victory. Investors are celebrating, said Jack Ablin, the chief investment officer at Crescent Capital in Chicago. The enthusiasm is especially heated in a few areas. Banks and other financial companies climbed. Investors expect regulatory scrutiny will ease. Some also expect more deal-making. All of this is going to change. All of it is going to be better. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com. For restrictions and details, you just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use Coach Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Alrighty, folks, when it comes to foreign policy, it's going to be a very different look. Trump versus Biden, the Ben Shapiro Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My ocean away.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to shascom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at shascom911.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Donald Trump, he's coming in, and things are about to change. Now, when it comes to foreign policy as well, foreign policy is going to be a very different look. Already, Team Trump is announcing a maximum pressure campaign against Iran, which, of course, is the proper strategy against Iran. They're going to dramatically increase sanctions on Iran. They're going to throttle its oil sales as part of an aggressive strategy to undercut Tehran's support of violent Mideast proxies and its nuclear program, according to people briefed on President Trump's early plans. When he takes office on January 20th, Trump's approach to Iran is likely to be colored by the knowledge that its agents tried to assassinate him and former top national security aides after they left office. Plus, Iran is believing to be seeking revenge for the 2020 Trump drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's covert paramilitary operations. People tend to take that stuff personally, said Mick Mulroy, a top Pentagon official for the Mideast in Trump's first term. If he's going to be hawkish on any particular country designated major adversaries, it is, in fact, Iran. They're going to choke off Iran's oil income. They're going to diplomatically isolate Iran. Brian Hook, who oversaw Iran policy at the State Department in Trump's first term, is now in charge of the Trump transition for the State Department, said Thursday the president-elect had no interest in seeking to overthrow Iran's rulers. But, of course, what he means by that is that the conditions are going to be made ripe for the Iranian people to do what they should do and overthrow Iran's rulers. Here's Brian Hook, again, former top State Department official. He's going to be in charge, apparently, of not just Iran policy, but staffing of the State Department. That place needs to be cleaned out stem to stern. It is rife with foreign policy dolts. And Brian Hook needs to go in there with a chainsaw and just start cutting people. Here's Brian Hook explaining about foreign policy.
But in my personal experience, I know that when we deter the Iranian regime, you have the countries that you described who are on the front lines of Iranian aggression doing everything they can to be a part of that deterring Iran. President Trump has no interest in regime change. The future of Iran will be decided by the Iranian people. I think we've said that repeatedly over 4 years. But what President Trump did say in Riyadh was that he would isolate Iran diplomatically and weaken them economically so that they can't fund all of the violence that's going with the Houthis in Yemen, Hamas, Hezbollah, PIJ, and these proxies that run around Iraq and Syria today, all of whom destabilize Israel and our Gulf partners.
He, of course, is exactly correct about all of that. Now, the anchor over at CNN then asked about, well, how are you going to do the Abraham Accords when the Saudis have said that they want a Palestinian state? And Brian Hook properly says, hey, we provided a peace plan when we were in office. It was the Jared Kushner peace plan. And it provided a Palestinian state possibility after a bunch of conditions. And we're ready to move forward with that. That's the plan we're going to use moving forward here.
If you look at the really important work that Jared Kushner did when he was essentially leading so much of the diplomacy in the Middle East, he put forward a political and economic vision for peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians that many Arab governments officially said was a credible, good faith effort, and they called for both sides to come to the table. That plan, which Israel endorsed, had a path to a two-state solution. This war, the October 7th attack by Hamas, has really not put anybody in much of a mood to be talking about this subject, because obviously Hamas doesn't believe in a two-state solution, nor do they want a ceasefire. And after what Hamas did on October 7th, there are many Israelis right now who are focused on other things, specifically keeping them safe from this kind of evil terrorism that they endured on October 7th.
And that is a realistic view of the situation. And let us be real about something. The reason that the Saudi foreign minister has been talking about the Palestinian state so much is because Joe Biden has been talking about the Palestinian state so much. It's not possible for the Saudi kingdom to be anti-Palestinian state more than the Americans. Well, the reality is, do you think the Saudis want a Palestinian state that will be sponsored, funded, giant terror apparatus against Saudi? Because that's who would be Iran would be funding that. That would be an Iranian proxy state. You think Saudi wants that? You think anyone in the region wants that except for Iran? The answer, of course, is no. You know how I know that? Because Jordan is 70% Palestinian. Anytime they want, they could have a Palestinian state by holding an election. You know why they won't? Because the minute they do hold an election, every member of the Hashemite dynasty will be hanging from a crane. That is the reason. And by the way, the Biden administration on their way out there doing precisely what you would think. They've set the world on fire. They did, particularly in the Middle East. They set the world on fire. You can tell that the stark difference between the Trump administration 2.0 and the Biden administration, I mean, it is astonishing. It's truly amazing. So Trump wins. Within one day, Qatar, which is a cutout for the Iranian regime, Qatar sort of plays this weird middle of the road path with regards to Iran, where they share oil fields with Iran, so they're very friendly with Iran, but they then try to present themselves as negotiators with the West, which is why you'll see Qatar Airways that is advertised in Western stadiums and all the rest of this sort of stuff. Well, Qatar, knowing that Trump is coming in, has apparently, according to Khan News, which is Israel's public broadcast system, has now notified Hamas officials staying in Qatar. They are no longer welcome, and they must immediately make preparations to depart. That's all it took was Donald Trump winning. He didn't have to do anything. And Qatar was like, oh, man, he's going to come in. He's going to punish us for being friendly with Hamas, isn't he? Probably should kick these people to the curb. It just shows you what a change the Trump administration is from the Biden administration. What's the Biden administration doing? Well, meanwhile, according to the Washington Free Beacon, just before Tuesday's presidential election, the Biden-Harris administration quietly waived mandatory terrorism sanctions on the embattled Palestinian government, even as it determined the government's leaders are paying imprisoned terrorists and fomenting violence in breach of American law. The State Department, in a non-public notice to Congress, determined that the Palestinian Authority and Palestine Liberation Organization are not complying with agreements to curb terrorism against Israel and to end their so-called pay-to-slave program, which hands money to imprisoned terrorists for killing Jews. Those violations should trigger American sanctions, but the Biden-Harris administration used its executive power to waive the sanctions. So they are removing sanctions from the terror-sponsoring Palestine Liberation Organization and Palestinian Authority. The State Department told Congress, quote, a blanket denial of visas to PLO members and PA officials to include those who travel to the U.S. in advance to advance U.S. goals and objectives is not consistent with U.S. government's expressed willingness to partner with the PLO and PA leadership. And not coincidentally, it turns out the Biden administration's willingness to humor all of the stupidity and garbage trotted out by Hamas and its media allies has real consequences. All right, coming up, more on that is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Redding Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
.org. They.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, last night, there was a pogrom over in Amsterdam. So while you have complete mentally ill people like Jen Rubin over at the Washington Post declaring that Donald Trump, the most pro-Israel president in American history, who won a giant chunk of Jews in New York, in New Jersey, in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, while she declares that he's Hitler, actual little Hitlers are running around in the streets of Amsterdam beating up Jews. That's exactly what happened last night in Amsterdam. So what happened is that there was a soccer match between a soccer team called Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax, which is a national team in Amsterdam, based in Amsterdam. And on the way in, apparently, some of the Israeli fans were shouting rude things about I guess there was some sort of scrum in which Israelis and Palestinian advocates were shouting at each other, and some Palestinian flags which had been put out there in order to tick off the Israelis were torn down. None of that's good. What is an actual pogrom is what happened after the match. So after the match, apparently Israelis and Jews walk out of the match. They're not protected by police outside the stadium. And from what I am told by people who are on the ground, there were bands of young radical Muslims at basically every street corner waiting for people to attack them. And so you end up with film like this in Amsterdam. They're literally running after people in the streets and attacking them in the streets of Amsterdam. This went on for like an hour and a half with almost no police response. You can see there a Jewish man presumably being kicked in the street.
Where are you going, Mississippi? Where are you going? Where are you going? Come here, come.
There was film of some of them actually driving cars, trying to run down Jews in the streets. Sagiv Barzani, according to the Wall Street Journal, a fan who attended the game, said that he and other Israelis fell to the ground as they tried to escape the attackers. A planned demonstration against the Israeli team had been moved away from the stadium. Protesters still tried to go there and then clashed with police after the game, according to Barzani. His head was stomped on as people chanted Free Palestine. One fan was being punched in the face, another one being cut in the face with a key. I thought I was going to die. Everyone was running like crazy. People were being thrown into the canals of Amsterdam. People were punching and kicking people, including in Amsterdam's central Dam Square. One clip filmed from inside a car driving on the sidewalk showed it hitting a pedestrian who rolls over it and onto the ground as a voice is heard saying, drive over him. Another video showed a man trying to offer his money to assailants who screamed, for the children and free Palestine now. So, again, just wonderful behavior here by the pro-Hamasniks who have now spread throughout the West. When you're running around the streets beating up Jews, that's what you call a pogrom. That is legitimately like the definition of a pogrom at this point. It was so bad that the king of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, called up the Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, and apologized. He said, quote, we failed the Jewish community of the Netherlands during World War II, and last night we failed again. Early this morning, Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof updated the president on all actions being taken and added his strong condemnation of the incidents. Meanwhile, Geert Wilders, who of course has been the big winner of the last election in the Netherlands, he said, I just spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu and told him of my anger and shame on what happened in Amsterdam. There's no place for anti-Semitism and Jew hate in the Netherlands. I will do all I can to protect Jews and stop and expel Islamic radicals. He also added that this is the consequence of what happens when you allow unchecked radical Islamic immigration into your country. He says they governed for 10 years and looked the other way for 10 years. We were not allowed to talk about Islam as a source of anti-Semitism. They did not dare to kick criminals out of the country. And now we have a Jew hunt in Amsterdam. Well, I mean, those are the wages of propaganda that was winked at and nodded at by the Biden administration. By a West that decided unfettered immigration from areas that hate the West was a genius idea, that softness on terrorism was actually going to be of benefit to the West. That's just some of the wages. Well, all that's about to come to a screeching halt under Trump 2.0, because what the United States does has radical ramifications for the rest of the world. Meanwhile, the Senate of the United States, one of the big questions was going to be, if the Democrats took over, whether they were going to kill the filibuster. And Mitch McConnell came out yesterday and said, listen, we have a system of laws in this country and customs in this country, and we're not going to kill the filibuster. Remember, these are the people who are supposed to be the threat to the system. We were told democracy is ending, according to the left. Well, it seems like when you're in the majority and then you say you're going to uphold the filibuster, that's a pretty good indicator that perhaps actually democracy is not ending.
I think one of the most gratifying results of the Senate becoming Republican, the filibuster will stand. There won't be any new states admitted that give a partisan advantage to the other side. And we'll quit beating up the Supreme Court every time we don't like a decision they make.
Okay, he is right about that. Again, your institutions of American life are safe. They are safe. This is very good. It means that we are going to have predictable government for the first time in quite a long time. Because I do not think that the Trump administration has any intentions of overrunning their appointed executive authority under the Constitution. Meanwhile, John Thune, who's a real possibility for Senate Majority Leader since Mitch McConnell is stepping down, right now the sort of inside scuttlebutt suggests that it's between Thune, who would be good. I know there are a lot of people out there who are suggesting that he'd be terrible. And by the way, they're kind of using Mitch McConnell as an example of what a bad majority leader looks like. Hate to break it to you, Mitch McConnell is the most effective Senate Majority Leader in Republican history. Like, you like the Supreme Court the way it is, right? You like what President Trump did during his first term? Almost none of that is possible without Mitch McConnell being an incredibly effective leader. That's not the same thing as necessarily going on TV a lot and being charismatic. You don't have to be Newt Gingrich to be an effective Senate Majority Leader. You have to wheel, you have to deal, you have to manipulate. I mean, that's what it is. John Thune is a possibility. John Cornyn is a possibility. Rick Scott, as I say, is running for it. Here is John Thune yesterday.
I think going into it, there, you know, if you looked at the polls, obviously it was, everybody expected a tight race, but it was a very convincing, resounding win for President Trump, and literally up and down the ballot. And we outperformed 2020 in 48 states and across all demographic groups, and actually did better in 2,300 countries or counties, I should say, around the country than we did 4 years ago. So this was an example that the American people have said enough is enough with the Biden-Harris agenda. They're ready for a different direction for the country.
He's right, obviously. More on this in just a second. The left has no regard for the lives of unborn babies, with at least one clinic offering free abortions just steps away from the DNC. An extreme political pro-abortion stance is evident in Minnesota, where the governor signed a law that makes it much harder to protect the life of a baby after a botched abortion attempt. This is insanity. The media has dubbed this the abortion election. We must stand up to this evil. By joining forces with Preborn, one of the nation's largest pro-life organizations, you are protecting the most vulnerable victims in our society, babies in their mother's wombs. Preborn's network of clinics is strategically located in the nation's highest abortion areas, having rescued over 300,000 unborn babies. When a woman considering abortion seeks help, Preborn is there. The power of an ultrasound paired with God's love can double a baby's chance at life. One ultrasound costs just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. So donate securely. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. When you donate, you're helping save lives of babies every single day. Preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. The scaremongering that is coming from the news industry is truly amazing. So you have a piece from the Washington Post titled, Trump Win Complicates Biden's Lame Duck Foreign Policy. Well, I mean, his foreign policy is trash, so I would certainly hope so. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says 50 world leaders meet to strategize on how to deal with Trump. Well, I don't know. Maybe they ought to form their own robust foreign policies as opposed to just living off American largesse. Maybe they should stop kowtowing to say, if they don't want to kowtow to the Russians, don't kowtow to the Russians. If you schmucks had actually done what you were supposed to before the Ukraine war, none of this would have happened. Instead, Germany decided to power its entire economy on unicorn farts and Russian oil. That seems to be the predictable response, is that Russia feels like it has leverage over Europe. You know, maybe Donald Trump will force you guys back into the realm of reality. According to the Washington Post, although they'd been preparing for months for a possible Trump comeback, European policymakers were facing the reality the continent is nowhere near Trump-proof, a realization made more stark this week by the collapse of the coalition government in Germany, Europe's largest economy and political heavyweight. While German politics are effectively paralyzed, and while European economies are struggling, policymakers acknowledge there's only so much leaders on the continent can do to deter Trump from launching a trade war, to reduce their dependence on the U.S. security umbrella, or to maintain American backing for Ukraine. So maybe they should do it themselves. I know, what a concept. What a concept. By the way, I know many European leaders, secretly, quietly, a lot of the European leaders, not the big ones who you hear about, you know, not the Emmanuel Macrons, the other European leaders, the ones who actually live under Russian threat, many of them are ecstatic that Trump was elected because they think that Joe Biden is a weakling, because he is. Well, joining us online is the brand newly elected senator from the state of Montana, replacing the execrable John Tester, Tim Sheehy, joins us on the line. Tim, congrats on your big win.
Thanks, and thank you for your help up here. You know, for those of you who don't know, Ben came up and did a fantastic event for us in Kalispell in the final weeks of the election. And it was events like that that really helped people crystallize what's at stake, because we had to save this country, and we did. And from coast to coast, all socioeconomic classes, all races, colors, creeds, a mandate was delivered that America wants to put America first again. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so, Tim, obviously, you beat Tester pretty soundly here. You ended up flipping the seat by some 60,000 votes, 50, 60,000 votes. You know, in a state like Montana that doesn't have a giant population, that is a solid margin. You beat him 53 to 45, essentially. Those are big numbers. Now, the state of Montana has been a red state. They've been hesitant to kick out John Tester because he's been masquerading for a long time as sort of a populist blue-collar guy. And I think that's one of the stories of this election, is that people who masquerade got tossed out of office.
Yeah, the Democrat Party, as I've been saying, the D on the ballot no longer stands for Democrat. It stands for deception. You know, this campaign ran by the Democrats up and down the ticket from Kamala Harris all the way to the bottom were campaigns of deception. I mean, as you well know, at the same time Kamala Harris was running commercials that were pro-Israel in places that would help her and pro-Palestine and pro-Hamas in places that were not. You had Bob Casey and John Tester and Slotkin and all these others running campaigns talking about how they were close to Trump, supported Trump's policies. Meanwhile, their voting record belied that and showed the truth that they have been 100% supporters of the Biden-Harris-Obama a regime. So the deception collapsed. People were tired of the mainstream media complex. Another podcaster I love, Sean Ryan, who's a former SEAL like me, has a great, and he did a fantastic video in the wake of Joe Rogan's podcast with President Trump, 3-hour marathon, where no stone was left unturned, where he said what we just saw was the collapse of the credibility of the legacy media complex that has been manufacturing lies and false narratives that have been manipulating the voters of America for 50 years. And like John Thune just said in that audio clip you played, Americans said enough is enough. We're tired of narrative. We're tired of misconstrued facts. The truth is the truth. And mass illegal migration, unchecked inflation, disastrous foreign policy decisions are bad. They're bad for our businesses. They're bad for our families. They're bad for our communities. And we are going to put our interests first. And as you heard me say at our rally, you know, it's been a key part of my message. It's not too much to expect for the American people to expect from their government that they've elected and that they pay for every day with more and more burdensome taxes. It's not too much for them to expect that that government should do what's best for them first. And that has not been what's happened in the last 3.5 years, and we're going to fix it.
Now, Tim, one of the things that has happened is, as you say, people have not put America first. When America is strong, America ends up first, and the rest of the world benefits from that. That is the message of President Trump's first term. I think that's what you're going to see in his second term as well. The business community is ecstatic. They are over the moon about President Trump being elected. I mean, every business person that I know is just excited. Means that you're going to have a stable, solid ground to work upon. One of the big problems under Biden and under the Democrats is that they can just rip the carpet right out underneath you anytime you are trying to build a business. I mean, they can just destroy your business willy-nilly. Meanwhile, Trump is talking deregulation. The Senate is going to be involved, and I assume making the Trump tax cuts permanent, maybe going even further. You know, it's going to be open. America's going to be open for business here.
That's exactly right. And the business leaders, a lot of whom, have you alluded to, it's kind of like the European leaders. You know, they've been afraid to come out and stick their neck out. Thank God for Elon Musk making an unequivocal endorsement saying, I'm one of the most successful business leaders in America, and I can tell you without hesitation, without question, without qualification, that Donald Trump and the conservative policies he's championing are good for business. They're good for my employees, and we need to put them in the driver's seat, because we've seen in the last 3.5 years, it really was a more extreme extension of the Obama policies, you know, from 08, you know, through 16, which is anti-business, which is more regulation, which is take your fate and instead of owning it yourself, hand it to the government and hope that they do better. Take your financial fate, take the fate of your business, take the fate of your family and abdicate it and hand it to government bureaucrats who have no accountability. They have no experience. I mean, look at Lina Khan, who's our FEC chair, who functionally has zero business experience of any kind. She's an academic who wrote a bunch of papers, and they've been put her on the bridge of the American economy, the most powerful economy in the history of the world, and she's done terrible, terrible things with it. And the number one most important single axiom of the American economy that, frankly, is what set America apart since day one. America's magic has never been our government or our military. It's been the fact that we were the first country in history to have been based on the entrepreneurial spirit, the achievements of the individual, and the unleashing of the power of the individual. And that's realized through a free market economy and ultimately through small business. And what we've seen is a war on small business, a war on ingenuity, a war on hard work. And that's going to end. Donald Trump is going to get full support from the Senate. It's very clear that, you know, what the Senate needs to be is not a rubber stamp for Donald Trump, but an engine for him, an engine to help him get these things done. Instead of just responding to his policy desires, we need to be a partner with his White House and with his appointees to ensure that we aren't just clearing the path for a bunch of executive orders that can get undone by the next president like we've been seeing these last few administrations. We need to pass laws that enshrine these priorities in law that can't simply be undone by the next administration, like securing the border. Enough of this executive order to secure the border back and forth. We need to pass a law that will withstand judicial review at every step of the way to ensure that our border is secure so we can protect the lives and livelihoods of our people.
Now, Tim Sheehy, one of the things that's amazing about you, you are an energetic dude. I mean, that is a long campaign, and I can sense that you are raring to go. You're going to get in Congress. And as you say, you know, Senate needs to be an engine, needs to be moving fast because, you know, you never know what the next election is going to bring, which means you got a 2-year period to do an enormous amount of things. And I know you're going to be a leader in doing that. Senator-elect Tim Sheehy from Montana, again, congratulations, and we'll see you in D.C.
Thanks, Ben. Let's get it done.
We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering Sunday at 8, 7 Central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. We build something worth having. Someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too.
You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone, Sunday at 8, 7 Central, on Paramount Network.
More on that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our 4 branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are 2 ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
5.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Okay, meanwhile, the left's in a state of complete meltdown. As you can sense, whenever we are optimistic here on the right, the left is very upset. Listen, I understand if you had misconceptions about Donald Trump, if you think that it's just going to be the end of the world, I get you being upset. Seriously, like, we're making a lot of fun. The people I'm trying to make fun of are not like normal American citizens who may have been misinformed or who may have a different belief system. The people I'm making fun of are the people at the top of the heap. The people I'm making fun of are the people at the top of the economic heap who should know better, who do know better, and who are lying. When they say that this is going to be Hitler, when they say that it's going to be brown shirts, when they say it's the end of America, none of that is true, and they know it's not true. And you can tell they know that it's not true. Those people, I don't even think that it's okay to laugh at them. I think it's a duty to laugh at them. Because if you're a person who's deliberately misinforming the American public, we should laugh at you. And frankly, I think we should encourage you in your downward spiral, if that downward spiral means that you lose more. Now, speaking of people who just keep losing, Joy Reid, who is not a repository of joy, she is out there blaming Latinos, of course, because Donald Trump won, according to some exit polls, 46% of the entire Latino vote. So that means that Joy Reid, because she's higher on the intersectional hierarchy than Latinos, she gets to say whatever she wants about Latino people now.
Also Latino men, who despite the utter disrespect shown by Trump and his promise to deport some of your mixed class, mixed status families, most of them voted in a 55% majority to make the deportations happen. Y'all voted with Stephen Miller and David Duke and against your own sisters and chose Kamala Harris with 60% of their votes. So you own everything that happens to your mixed status families and to your wives, sisters, and abuelas from here on in.
Oh, man, just keep going with this. Seriously, just keep going with this. Really, keep doubling down on this, Joy Reid. I really love it. More identity politics, more blaming Americans. Sunny Hostin joins the crew. She is also blaming Latino men. Now she says they're sexist. That's the real problem.
Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
It's on the border. The border crisis is on their doorstep.
So they
were begging people to care about it for years.
Misogyny,
we need to take
sexism,
some lessons.
That's what that was.
The lessons are not.
Knock. Who's there? Oh, my gosh. It's Whoopi.
Oh, my goodness. These folks. So, oh, wow. Meanwhile, former vice chair of the DNC agrees. This is Michael Blake saying that Americans are racist. Just keep doing this, please. More. Pour it on. Keep calling Americans racist. Keep calling Latino men sexist. Please do it. Keep just yelling at the American people about how terrible they are for not having elected this absolute nothing burger of a candidate on a terrible agenda that Americans hate. Please keep telling Americans how they're the worst people ever. That's a way to victory. Do it.
Democrats, we have to be very clear of calling them on who they is. Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has a Project 2025 agenda that wants to implement that. And anyone who voted for those policies need to be clearly countered on that. When you see what happened on Tuesday, it was people, in particular, white men and white women, who unfortunately decided to not vote for the vice president, yet they elected black women in the Supreme Court in Michigan, yet we had victories in Ruben Gallegos going in Arizona, yet we had victories in North Carolina. It was the fear of a black and South Asian woman that we have to speak about. And if we're not clear about race, gender, and class, we are ignoring the truth of what's happening in the country right now.
I mean, can I just point out that white people actually voted for Trump at a lower clip than they voted for him in 2020? That's actually what happened. The only constituency where Trump actually lost ground, he lost 1 point with white voters in 2024. And then he blew her out. Why? Because a bunch of people who weren't supposed to vote for him voted for him. But please, keep going with this. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on new details into alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump before Tuesday's election.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at townhall.com, foreign correspondent Charles Teledesma reports on Israeli soccer fans returning home and describing anti-Semitic attacks in the Netherlands.
Young people on scooters have attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam, apparently fueled by calls to target Jewish people spread on social media, Dutch authorities say. Maccabi Tel Aviv fan Aliyah Cohen, now back in Israel. They were looking for Jewish groups. It was a group of five Muslims who approached us, looking at us. We were without the Maccabi shirts. We were wearing a black shirt like the one I'm wearing now. They did not recognize that we were Israelis. So we moved quickly to the other side of the street. I'm Charles Tillesesma.
Southern California firefighters have made progress against a wildfire that has destroyed 132 structures. The flames were fanned by fierce wind gusts that began easing Friday, allowing some people to return to sort through the charred remains of their homes. The mountain fire started Wednesday morning in Ventura County and had grown to up to 32 miles. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
How would you define your...
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
He was the voice of AOL's welcome, goodbye, and files done messages. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the death of the voice of the Internet's past.
The man behind the voice at AOL has died. Elwood Edwards made $200 from taping America Online greetings in 1989, sitting on his living room couch.
You've got mail.
There were other greetings.
Files done. Goodbye.
You've got mail became a pop culture catchphrase. It was the title of a 1998 Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Welcome.
Edwards had worked in radio and TV. His second wife was a customer service rep for the internet provider that later became known as AOL. She heard the company was looking for someone to be the voice of its software and suggested him. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com with more stories, more online content, and certainly headlines and news at your availability. Townhall.com. New Orleans' former Six Flags theme park is finally coming down.
Demolition is underway at the eastern New Orleans side of Carnival Rides and Buildings. The park opened in 2000 just off Interstate 10 as Jazzland Theme Park, but it went bankrupt in two seasons. Six Flags took over the lease, but then Hurricane Katrina struck, flooding the park and much of the city. The theme park never reopened, and Six Flags eventually went bankrupt. Proposals for development include a warehouse and distribution center, a water park, hotel, and a movie studio. John Scott reported.
The decades-long ban of Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses in his native India is now in doubt. That's not because of a change of heart more than 2 years after the author's near-fatal stabbing, but because of what amounts to some missing paperwork. Early in the week, a court in Delhi closed proceedings on a petition filed 5 years ago that challenged the then-government's decision to ban the import of the 1988 novel. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. All righty, folks. After an excellent week, why not spend the weekend watching Let's Squirm just a little bit more? Matt Walsh's Am I Racist, the number one documentary of the decade, is streaming exclusively at Daily Wire Plus. Not a member yet? Head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use code Trump for 47% off your new annual membership. So in just a little while, we're going to be joined by the brand new senator from the state of Montana, Tim Sheehy. I had the privilege of joining him on the campaign trail during the campaign. That dude is amazing. He's just terrific. We're going to have him on in a little while. But let's begin with more winning, because let's be real about, again, I am unaccustomed to this level of optimism. It's giving me a bit of indigestion. I got to be honest with you. Maybe it's the lack of sleep. Maybe it's the fact that I could only eat vegan food when I was in Tennessee. But whatever the rationale, maybe Pepto-Bismol fixes the optimism. I don't know what the story is. Bottom line is, I'm a little optimistic because President Trump keeps making good decisions. It's almost as though all the myths that we were told about how Donald Trump was going to come into office and then immediately staff up complete idiots around himself, it's almost as though those were untrue. And we were told that by the most intelligent people. After all, Donald Trump had fired people like General James Mattis. After all, Donald Trump had been at odds with so many members of his prior administration, there would be no one left. He would be forced to dip into the bottom of the barrel. And thus far, I see precisely zero evidence that that is indeed the case. The people who are apparently doing the staffing on a wide variety of issues include people like the Vice President of the United States-elect J.D. Vance. Don Jr. is on that team. Eric is on that. Eric Trump is on that team. You also have a bunch of Trump world insiders like Susie Wiles, like people like Brian Hook is involved in the foreign policy team. In other words, the people who are going to go into the Trump administration are not going to be jokers. They're going to be very serious people with a very serious portfolio. As mentioned, Donald Trump late yesterday announced that he would be tapping the campaign co-manager Susie Wiles as the White House chief of staff. Susie Wiles is a very serious person. She's well-respected on all sides of the political spectrum inside the Republican Party. Jeb Bush has endorsed everyone from Jeb Bush all the way to Donald Trump has endorsed Susie Wiles as chief of staff. She's a very serious politico. She obviously worked not only with Trump, but with Rick Scott down here when he was governor of Florida, with Governor DeSantis when he was running for governor of Florida. Then she went back into the Trump campaign. She is wily, she is savvy, and she is knife sharp. I mean, she is really a solid political fighter. According to the Wall Street Journal, Susie Wiles, who led President Trump's presidential run, will become his White House chief of staff when he retakes the presidency next year, the campaign said on Thursday, making her the first woman to hold that role in American history. Remember that time when he wouldn't surround himself with strong women, according to Mark Cuban? Yeah, I feel like she's a woman. I don't know. Just going to put that out there. Trump said in a statement, Susie Wiles just helped me achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history and was an integral part of both my 2016 and 2020 successful campaigns. Susie is tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected. Susie will continue to work tirelessly to make America great again. It is a deserved honor to have Susie as the first ever female chief of staff in U.S. history. I have no doubt she will make our country proud. Again, she keeps her cards real close to the vest. She's incredibly savvy, and she is not the type of person who is going to take kindly to people who do not have Team Trump's best interests at heart. So that is an excellent pick by President Trump. Again, she's well respected on pretty much every side of the Republican political spectrum. Now, the question as to how she negotiates in Congress, that one is still open. Usually the chief of staff has a lot of congressional negotiations. The good news for her is that while she doesn't have tons of experience at doing that, because, again, she was campaign manager in 2016 and 2020 in part, and she didn't really involve herself in legislative affairs, she will be negotiating with Mike Johnson in the House. In the Senate leadership battle is still wide open at this point. There's a lot of speculation about who is going to take over as the Senate majority leader because Mitch McConnell has announced he's going to step down. There's some rumors that Rick Scott, for example, is trying to run for it. There's more than rumors he does want the Senate majority leadership position. There are some members of the base who are very hot on Rick Scott, so he's a possibility. John Thune is a very solid possibility. Most of the more established members of the U.S. Senate are probably going to back Thune or John Cornyn. Honestly, any of those people will be perfectly capable of negotiating with President Trump and will do a fine job in that role. Okay, meanwhile, President-elect Trump and his senior advisors are privately assembling short lists of candidates for top jobs in the incoming administration. Apparently, Trump's transition team, according to the Wall Street Journal, is being led by co-chair Howard Lutnick, who is, of course, involved in the campaign. He's overseeing personnel. He's put together spreadsheets with names for the former president to consider. Among the people who are being considered, national security advisor, the names that are coming up are Rick Grenell. We all know him, obviously. He was Trump's former ambassador to Germany and acting director of national intelligence. Rick would do an amazing job in that role. Other potential candidates include Keith Kellogg, an octogenarian retired three-star Army general and former NSA to Vice President Mike Pence, former Defense Department official Elbridge Colby, and Robert O'Brien, who was the last NSA under Donald Trump. Some of the people mentioned for Treasury Secretary include Scott Bessent, Key Score Group founder, as well as billionaire investor John Paulson. Secretary of State, a few of the possibilities mentioned are Senator Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, as well as Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. Both of those would be excellent picks. Other potential candidates include O'Brien, Grinnell, and former senior State Department official Brian Hook, who is largely seen as the person compiling lists on who precisely should go into the foreign policy establishment. We'll get to Brian Hook in just a moment because he's been speaking publicly about what the administration's Iran policy is, and it is already bearing fruit. They haven't even taken office yet, and action is already happening to bring down conflict in the Middle East. More on this in just a second. The left has no regard for the lives of unborn babies, with at least one clinic offering free abortions just steps away from the DNC. An extreme political pro-abortion stance is evident in Minnesota, where the governor signed a law that makes it much harder to protect the life of a baby after a botched abortion attempt. This is insanity. The media has dubbed this the abortion election. We must stand up to this evil. By joining forces with Preborn, one of the nation's largest pro-life organizations, you are protecting the most vulnerable victims in our society, babies in their mother's wombs. Preborn's network of clinics is strategically located in the nation's highest abortion areas, having rescued over 300,000 unborn babies. When a woman considering abortion seeks help, Preborn is there. The power of an ultrasound paired with God's love can double a baby's chance at life. One ultrasound costs just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. To donate securely, dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. When you donate, you're helping save lives of babies every single day. Preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. As far as Secretary of Defense, some names have been thrown out. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Trump did give him a shout-out, as you'll recall, Wednesday morning in his victory speech in Florida. Also, Republican Representative John Ratcliffe, who has served as Trump's DNI, is being put forward as a possible DOD head or CIA head. Mike Waltz, a congressman from Florida, he also is being considered as a possible DOD leader. Homeland Security, we're hearing Chad Wolf, who'd be great. We're hearing Tom Homan, who'd be great. The bottom line is, all of these names are good. Legitimately, all of these names would be not just acceptable, but excellent. And the markets are picking up on this. Okay, Washington is open for business, as Axios puts it. Mark Andreessen, an investor who backed President Trump in this race, he tweeted out this morning that he believes that we are going to be seeing unprecedented economic growth. He says, quote, America is in an economic coiled spring. We should be growing at least 4% annually, ideally 6 to 8%. Growth has been brutally suppressed since before I was born. There's so much to build. The payoff for all Americans will be incredible. That is the mood in the business community. As Axios reports, buckle up, President-elect Trump plans fast action on a business-friendly agenda of tax cuts, deregulation, and expanded energy production, his advisors tell us. By the way, all of this stuff does have a downward effect on inflation. Because when you have more productivity, that means more supply, and that then keeps up with demand, and then the prices drop. Deregulation means more investment. It means economic growth. It means more innovation. According to Axios, Trump plans to load his White House and cabinet with business and tech-friendly executives and stretch the powers of the presidency to force quick changes. Behind the scenes, Trump advisors believe they wasted early opportunities to grow the economy in his first term because they didn't know how to staff. See, this is the nice thing. Trump term two, they know exactly who they have to fire. Trump is going to take office with a triumvirate. He'll have the House. He'll have the Senate. He's going to fill his top ranks with actual business leaders. The courts are largely going to support him. The people picking staff include Elon Musk, Mark Andreessen, David Sachs, and Joe Lonsdale. My goodness, what a team that's going to be. You want to talk about growing the economy? You want to talk about a productivity explosion? You want to talk about people who know how to build businesses and how markets work? You're not going to do better than that group of people. Honestly, they're all great. Meanwhile, the other power players are Howard Lutnick, chairman and CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, and Linda McMahon, who headed the Small Business Administration during Trump's first term. You're watching a bunch of CEOs come out, basically celebrating Trump's win. Jeff Bezos congratulated him, obviously. He wasn't the only one. You're starting to see business people get real enthusiastic about what is coming down the pike, and they should be. Meanwhile, some of the supposed regulators, the more extreme regulators, they're going to be gone. So, for example, Gary Gensler, who's been awful. He's the head of the Securities and Exchanges Commission. He's been focused largely on preventing business from making investment. Wall Street executives are happy to see him go. He is going to be tossed out immediately. Some of the possibilities to replace him would be Dan Gallagher, chief legal officer at Robinhood and previous SEC commissioner. Meanwhile, over at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is Elizabeth Warren's Orwellian institution to crack down on the markets, Trump is going to install a new leader at the CFPB. One name that has been floated is Todd Zwicky, a law professor at George Mason University. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, the chairman resigned in May. Now, the Trump administration is poised to loosen the reins somewhat at the FDIC to allow banks to actually do their business. And it is going to be a boom time in American life. Everybody who's in business knows it. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is going to go in there and he's going to start cutting. According to the Wall Street Journal, lessons from the Elon Musk School of Management shed light on how the billionaire will go about slashing government spending in a new Trump White House. We know, for example, that when Elon Musk took over X, he fired 80% of the workforce. Increasing efficiency is something that Elon Musk is very much familiar with. Now, again, he's not going to be able to cut trillions of dollars from the budget, but there will be a rare window of opportunity to pursue spending cuts for sure. And Musk is going to go through, and a lot of these government contracts were done on a no-bid basis. You could see him reopen all of that and bring down costs solely on that basis as well. Meanwhile, federal workers are preparing for cuts, and they're preparing for the possibility of forced relocation because Donald Trump is talking about taking many of these departments and moving them outside of Washington, D.C., which is great. Gets rid of the entire swamp entirely. So what you would see, presumably, is like the Department of Agriculture would move out. You'd see other departments moved out of Washington, D.C. Schedule F would strip job protections from many career federal employees in policy roles. So get ready. Trump's a-coming. And the boom is coming as well. As the Wall Street Journal says, Wall Street has rarely been more excited by an election. U.S. stocks' capitalization rose by $1.62 trillion on Wednesday, their fifth best one-day showing ever, following Donald Trump's decisive election victory. Investors are celebrating, said Jack Ablin, the chief investment officer at Crescent Capital in Chicago. The enthusiasm is especially heated in a few areas. Banks and other financial companies climbed. Investors expect regulatory scrutiny will ease. Some also expect more deal-making. All of this is going to change. All of it is going to be better. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Alrighty, folks, when it comes to foreign policy, it's going to be a very different look. Trump versus Biden, the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
History Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Donald Trump, he's coming in, and things are about to change. Now, when it comes to foreign policy as well, foreign policy is going to be a very different look. Already, Team Trump is announcing a maximum pressure campaign against Iran, which, of course, is the proper strategy against Iran. They're going to dramatically increase sanctions on Iran. They're going to throttle its oil sales as part of an aggressive strategy to undercut Tehran's support of violent Mideast proxies and its nuclear program, according to people briefed on President Trump's early plans. When he takes office on January 20th, Trump's approach to Iran is likely to be colored by the knowledge that its agents tried to assassinate him and former top national security aides after they left office. Plus, Iran is believing to be seeking revenge for the 2020 Trump drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's covert paramilitary operations. People tend to take that stuff personally, said Mick Mulroy, a top Pentagon official for the Mideast in Trump's first term. If he's going to be hawkish on any particular country designated major adversaries, it is, in fact, Iran. They're going to choke off Iran's oil income. They're going to diplomatically isolate Iran. Brian Hook, who oversaw Iran policy at the State Department in Trump's first term, is now in charge of the Trump transition for the State Department, said Thursday the president-elect had no interest in seeking to overthrow Iran's rulers. But, of course, what he means by that is that the conditions are going to be made ripe for the Iranian people to do what they should do and overthrow Iran's rulers. Here is Brian Hook, again, former top State Department official. He's going to be in charge, apparently, of not just Iran policy, but staffing of the State Department. That place needs to be cleaned out stem to stern. It is rife but the foreign policy dolt. And Brian Hook needs to go in there with a chainsaw and just start cutting people. Here's Brian Hook explaining about foreign policy.
But in my personal experience, I know that when we deter the Iranian regime, you have the countries that you described who are on the front lines of Iranian aggression doing everything they can to be a part of that deterring Iran. President Trump has no interest in regime change. The future of Iran will be decided by the Iranian people. I think we've said that repeatedly over 4 years. But what President Trump did say in Riyadh was that he would isolate Iran diplomatically and weaken them economically so that they can't fund all of the violence that's going with the Houthis in Yemen, Hamas, Hezbollah, PIJ, and these proxies that run around Iraq and Syria today, all of whom destabilize Israel and our Gulf partners.
He, of course, is exactly correct about all of that. Now, the anchor over at CNN then asked about, well, how are you going to do the Abraham Accords when the Saudis have said that they want a Palestinian state? And Brian Hook properly says, hey, we provided a peace plan when we were in office. It was the Jared Kushner peace plan. And it provided a Palestinian state possibility after a bunch of conditions. And we're ready to move forward with that. That's the plan we're going to use moving forward here.
If you look at the really important work that Jared Kushner did when he was essentially leading so much of the diplomacy in the Middle East, he put forward a political and economic vision for peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians that many Arab governments officially said was a credible, good faith effort, and they called for both sides to come to the table. That plan, which Israel endorsed, had a path to a two-state solution. This war, the October 7th attack by Hamas, has really not put anybody in much of a mood to be talking about this subject, because obviously Hamas doesn't believe in a two-state solution, nor do they want a ceasefire. And after what Hamas did on October 7th, there are many Israelis right now who are focused on other things, specifically keeping them safe from this kind of evil terrorism that they endured on October 7th.
And that is a realistic view of the situation. And let us be real about something. The reason that the Saudi foreign minister has been talking about the Palestinian state so much is because Joe Biden has been talking about the Palestinian state so much. It's not possible for the Saudi kingdom to be anti-Palestinian state more than the Americans. Well, the reality is, do you think the Saudis want a Palestinian state that will be sponsored, funded, giant terror apparatus against Saudi? Because that's who would be Iran would be funding that. That would be an Iranian proxy state. You think Saudi wants that? You think anyone in the region wants that except for Iran? The answer, of course, is no. You know how I know that? Because Jordan is 70% Palestinian. Anytime they want, they could have a Palestinian state by holding an election. You know why they won't? Because the minute they do hold an election, every member of the Hashemite dynasty will be hanging from a crane. That is the reason. And by the way, the Biden administration on their way out there doing precisely what you would think. They've set the world on fire. They did, particularly in the Middle East. They set the world on fire. You can tell that the stark difference between the Trump administration 2.0 and the Biden administration, I mean, it is astonishing. It's truly amazing. So Trump wins. Within one day, Qatar, which is a cutout for the Iranian regime, Qatar sort of plays this weird middle of the road path with regard to Iran, where they share oil fields with Iran, so they're very friendly with Iran, but they then try to present themselves as negotiators with the West, which is why you'll see Qatar Airways that is advertised in Western stadiums and all the rest of this sort of stuff. Well, Qatar, knowing that Trump is coming in, has apparently, according to Khan News, which is Israel's public broadcast system, has now notified Hamas officials staying in Qatar. They are no longer welcome, and they must immediately make preparations to depart. That's all it took was Donald Trump winning. He didn't have to do anything. And Qatar was like, oh, man, he's going to come in. He's going to punish us for being friendly with Hamas, isn't he? Probably should kick these people to the curb. It just shows you what a change the Trump administration is from the Biden administration. What's the Biden administration doing? Well, meanwhile, according to the Washington Free Beacon, just before Tuesday's presidential election, the Biden-Harris administration quietly waived mandatory terrorism sanctions on the embattled Palestinian government, even as it determined the government's leaders are paying imprisoned terrorists and fomenting violence in breach of American law. The State Department, in a non-public notice to Congress, determined that the Palestinian Authority and Palestine Liberation Organization are not complying with agreements to curb terrorism against Israel and to end their so-called pay-to-slave program, which hands money to imprisoned terrorists for killing Jews. Those violations should trigger American sanctions, but the Biden-Harris administration used its executive power to waive the sanctions. So they are removing sanctions from the terror-sponsoring Palestine Liberation Organization and Palestinian Authority. The State Department told Congress, quote, a blanket denial of visas to PLO members and PA officials to include those who travel to the U.S. in advance to advance U.S. goals and objectives is not consistent with U.S. government's expressed willingness to partner with the PLO and PA leadership. And not coincidentally, it turns out the Biden administration's willingness to humor all of the stupidity and garbage trotted out by Hamas and its media allies has real consequences. All right, coming up, more on that is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yes.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
HFOTUSA.org. They.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, last night, there was a pogrom over in Amsterdam. So while you have complete mentally ill people like Jen Rubin over at the Washington Post declaring that Donald Trump, the most pro-Israel president in American history, who won a giant chunk of Jews in New York, in New Jersey, in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, while she declares that he's Hitler, actual little Hitlers are running around in the streets of Amsterdam beating up Jews. That's exactly what happened last night in Amsterdam. So what happened is that there was a soccer match between a soccer team called Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax, which is a national team in Amsterdam, based in Amsterdam. And on the way in, apparently, some of the Israeli fans were shouting rude things about I guess there was some sort of scrum in which Israelis and Palestinian advocates were shouting at each other, and some Palestinian flags which had been put out there in order to tick off the Israelis were torn down. None of that's good. What is an actual pogrom is what happened after the match. So after the match, apparently Israelis and Jews walk out of the match. They're not protected by police outside the stadium. And from what I am told by people who are on the ground, there were bands of young radical Muslims at basically every street corner waiting for people to attack them. And so you end up with film like this in Amsterdam. They're literally running after people in the streets and attacking them in the streets of Amsterdam. It went on for like an hour and a half with almost no police response. You can see there a Jewish man presumably being kicked in the street.
Where are you going, Mr. B? Where are you going? Where are you going? Come here, come.
There was film of some of them actually driving cars, trying to run down Jews in the streets. Sagiv Barzani, according to the Wall Street Journal, a fan who attended the game, said that he and other Israelis fell to the ground as they tried to escape the attackers. A planned demonstration against the Israeli team had been moved away from the stadium. Protesters still tried to go there and then clashed with police after the game, according to Barzani. His head was stomped on as people chanted Free Palestine. One fan was being punched in the face, another one being cut in the face with a key. I thought I was going to die. Everyone was running like crazy. People were being thrown into the canals of Amsterdam. People were punching and kicking people, including in Amsterdam's central Dam Square. One clip filmed from inside a car driving on the sidewalk showed it hitting a pedestrian who rolls over it and onto the ground as a voice is heard saying, drive over him. Another video showed a man trying to offer his money to assailants who screamed, for the children and free Palestine now. So, again, just wonderful behavior here by the pro-Hamasniks who have now spread throughout the West. When you're running around the streets beating up Jews, that's what you call a pogrom. That is legitimately like the definition of a pogrom at this point. It was so bad that the king of the Netherlands, Willem Alexander, called up the Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, and apologized. He said, quote, we failed the Jewish community of the Netherlands during World War II, and last night we failed again. Early this morning, Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof updated the president on all actions being taken and added his strong condemnation of the incidents. Meanwhile, Geert Wilders, who, of course, has been the big winner of the last election in the Netherlands. He said, I just spoke by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu and told him of my anger and shame on what happened in Amsterdam. There's no place for anti-Semitism and Jew hate in the Netherlands. I will do all I can to protect Jews and stop and expel Islamic radicals. He also added that this is the consequence of what happens when you allow unchecked radical Islamic immigration into your country. He says, they governed for 10 years and looked the other way for 10 years. We were not allowed to talk about Islam as a source of anti-Semitism. They did not dare to kick criminals out of the country. And now we have a Jew hunt in Amsterdam. Well, I mean, those are the wages of propaganda that was winked at and nodded at by the Biden administration, by a West that decided unfettered immigration from areas that hate the West was a genius idea, that softness on terrorism was actually going to be of benefit to the West. That's just some of the wages. Well, all that's about to come to a screeching halt under Trump 2.0, because what the United States does has radical ramifications for the rest of the world. Meanwhile, the Senate of the United States, one of the big questions was going to be, if the Democrats took over, whether they're going to kill the filibuster. And Mitch McConnell came out yesterday and said, listen, we have a system of laws in this country and customs in this country, and we're not going to kill the filibuster. Remember, these are the people who are supposed to be the threat to the system. We were told democracy is ending, according to the left. Well, it seems like when you're in the majority and then you say you're going to uphold the filibuster, that's a pretty good indicator that perhaps actually democracy is not ending.
I think one of the most gratifying results of the Senate becoming Republican, the filibuster will stand. There won't be any new states admitted that give a partisan advantage to the other side. And we'll quit beating up the Supreme Court every time we don't like a decision they make.
Okay, he is right about that. Again, your institutions of American life are safe. They are safe. This is very good. It means that we are going to have predictable government for the first time in quite a long time. Because I do not think that the Trump administration has any intentions of overrunning their appointed executive authority under the Constitution. Meanwhile, John Thune, who's a real possibility for Senate Majority Leader since Mitch McConnell is stepping down, right now the sort of inside scuttlebutt suggests that it's between Thune, who would be good. I know there are a lot of people out there who are suggesting that he'd be terrible. And by the way, they're kind of using Mitch McConnell as an example of what a bad majority leader looks like. Hate to break it to you, Mitch McConnell is the most effective Senate Majority Leader in Republican history. Like, you like the Supreme Court the way it is, right? You like what President Trump did during his first term? Almost none of that is possible without Mitch McConnell being an incredibly effective leader. That's not the same thing as necessarily going on TV a lot and being charismatic. You don't have to be Newt Gingrich to be an effective Senate Majority Leader. You have to wheel, you have to deal, you have to manipulate, and that's what it is. John Thune is a possibility. John Cornyn is a possibility. Rick Scott, as I say, is running for it. Here is John Thune yesterday.
I think going into it, there, you know, if you looked at the polls, obviously it was, everybody expected a tight race, but it was a very convincing, resounding win for President Trump, and literally up and down the ballot. And we outperformed 2020 in 48 states and across all demographic groups, and actually did better in 2,300 countries or counties, I should say, around the country than we did 4 years ago. So this was an example that the American people have said enough is enough with the Biden-Harris agenda. They're ready for a different direction for the country.
He's right, obviously. More on this in just a second. The left has no regard for the lives of unborn babies, with at least one clinic offering free abortions just steps away from the DNC. An extreme political pro-abortion stance is evident in Minnesota, where the governor signed a law that makes it much harder to protect the life of a baby after a botched abortion attempt. This is insanity. The media has dubbed this the abortion election. We must stand up to this evil. By joining forces with Preborn, one of the nation's largest pro-life organizations, you are protecting the most vulnerable victims in our society, babies in their mother's wombs. Preborn's network of clinics is strategically located in the nation's highest abortion areas, having rescued over 300,000 unborn babies. When a woman considering abortion seeks help, Preborn is there. The power of an ultrasound paired with God's love can double a baby's chance at life. One ultrasound costs just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. So donate securely. Dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. When you donate, you're helping save lives of babies every single day. Preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. The scaremongering that is coming from the news industry is truly amazing. So you have a piece from the Washington Post titled, Trump Win Complicates Biden's Lame Duck Foreign Policy. Well, I mean, his foreign policy is trash, so I would certainly hope so. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says 50 world leaders meet to strategize on how to deal with Trump. Well, I don't know. Maybe they ought to form their own robust foreign policies as opposed to just living off American largesse. Maybe they should stop kowtowing to say, if they don't want to kowtow to the Russians, don't kowtow to the Russians. If you schmucks had actually done what you were supposed to before the Ukraine war, none of this would have happened. Instead, Germany decided to power its entire economy on unicorn farts and Russian oil. That seems to be the predictable response, is that Russia feels like it has leverage over Europe. You know, maybe Donald Trump will force you guys back into the realm of reality. According to the Washington Post, although they'd been preparing for months for a possible Trump comeback, European policymakers were facing the reality the continent is nowhere near Trump-proof, a realization made more stark this week by the collapse of the coalition government in Germany, Europe's largest economy and political heavyweight. While German politics are effectively paralyzed, and while European economies are struggling, policymakers acknowledge there's only so much leaders on the continent can do to deter Trump from launching a trade war, to reduce their dependence on the U.S. security umbrella, or to maintain American backing for Ukraine. So maybe they should do it themselves. I know, what a concept. What a concept. By the way, I know many European leaders, secretly, quietly, a lot of the European leaders, not the big ones who you hear about, you know, not the Emmanuel Macrons, the other European leaders, the ones who actually live under Russian threat, many of them are ecstatic that Trump was elected because they think that Joe Biden is a weakling, because he is. Well, joining us online is the brand newly elected senator from the state of Montana, replacing the execrable John Tester, Tim Sheehy, joins us on the line. Tim, congrats on your big win.
Thanks, and thank you for your help up here. You know, for those of you who don't know, Ben came up and did a fantastic event for us in Kalispell in the final weeks of the election, and it was events like that that really helped people crystallize what's at stake, because we had to save this country, and we did. And from coast to coast, all socioeconomic classes, all races, colors, creeds, a mandate was delivered that America wants to put America first again, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so, Tim, obviously, you beat Tester pretty soundly here. You ended up flipping the seat by some 60,000 votes, 60,000 votes. Now, in a state like Montana that doesn't have a giant population, that is a solid margin. You beat him 53-45, essentially. Those are big numbers. Now, the state of Montana has been a red state. They've been hesitant to kick out John Tester because he's been masquerading for a long time as sort of a populist blue-collar guy. And I think that's one of the stories of this election, is that people who masquerade got tossed out of office.
Yeah, the Democrat Party, as I've been saying, the D on the ballot no longer stands for Democrat. It stands for deception. You know, this campaign ran by the Democrats up and down the ticket from Kamala Harris all the way to the bottom were campaigns of deception. I mean, as you well know, at the same time, Kamala Harris was running commercials that were pro-Israel in places that would help her and pro-Palestine and pro-Hamas in places that were not. You had Bob Casey and John Tester and Slotkin and all these others running campaigns talking about how they were close to Trump, supported Trump's policies. Meanwhile, their voting record belied that and showed the truth that they have been 100% supporters of the Biden, Harris, Obama a regime. So the deception collapsed. People were tired of the mainstream media complex. Another podcaster I love, Sean Ryan, who's a former SEAL like me, has a great, and he did a fantastic video in the wake of Joe Rogan's podcast with President Trump, 3-hour marathon, where no stone was left unturned, where he said what we just saw was the collapse of the credibility of the legacy media complex that has been manufacturing lies and false narratives that have been manipulating the voters of America for 50 years. And like John Thune just said in that audio clip you played, Americans said enough is enough. We're tired of narrative. We're tired of misconstrued facts. The truth is the truth. And mass illegal migration, unchecked inflation, disastrous foreign policy decisions are bad. They're bad for our businesses. They're bad for our families. They're bad for our communities. And we are going to put our interests first. And as you heard me say at our rally, you know, it's been a key part of my message. It's not too much to expect for the American people to expect from their government that they've elected and that they paid for every day with more and more burdensome taxes. It's not too much for them to expect that government should do what's best for them first. And that has not been what's happened the last 3.5 years, and we're going to fix it.
Yeah, Tim, one of the things that has happened is, as you say, people have not put America first. When America is strong, America ends up first, and the rest of the world benefits from that. That is the message of President Trump's first term. I think that's what you're going to see in his second term as well. The business community is ecstatic. They are over the moon about President Trump being elected. I mean, every business person that I know is just excited. It means that you're going to have a stable, solid ground to work upon. One of the big problems under Biden and under the Democrats is that they can just rip the carpet right out underneath you anytime you are trying to build a business. I mean, they can just destroy your business willy-nilly. Meanwhile, Trump is talking deregulation. The Senate is going to be involved, and I assume making the Trump tax cuts permanent, maybe going even further. It's going to be open. America's going to be open for business here.
That's exactly right. And the business leaders, a lot of whom, have you alluded to, it's kind of like the European leaders. You know, they've been afraid to come out and stick their neck out. Thank God for Elon Musk making an unequivocal endorsement saying, I'm one of the most successful business leaders in America, and I can tell you without hesitation, without question, without qualification, that Donald Trump and the conservative policies he's championing are good for business. They're good for my employees, and we need to put them in the driver's seat, because we've seen in the last 3.5 years, which it really was a more extreme extension of the Obama policies from 08, through 16, which is anti-business, which is more regulation, which is take your fate and instead of owning it yourself, hand it to the government and hope that they do better. Take your financial fate, take the fate of your business, take the fate of your family and abdicate it and hand it to government bureaucrats who have no accountability. They have no experience. And then look at Lena Khan, who's our FEC chair, who functionally has zero business experience of any kind. She's an academic who wrote a bunch of papers, and they've been put her on the bridge of the American economy, the most powerful economy in the history of the world. And she's done terrible, terrible things with it. And the number one most important single axiom of the American economy that frankly is what set America apart since day one. America's magic has never been our government or our military. It's been the fact that we were the first country in history to have been based on the entrepreneurial spirit, the achievements of the individual and the unleashing of the power of the individual. And that's realized through a free market economy and ultimately through small business. And what we've seen is a war on small business, a war on ingenuity, a war on hard work. And that's going to end. Donald Trump is going to get full support from the Senate. It's very clear that, what the Senate needs to be, it's not a rubber stamp for Donald Trump, but an engine for him, an engine to help him get these things done. Instead of just responding to his policy desires, we need to be a partner with his White House and with his appointees to ensure that we aren't just clearing the path for a bunch of executive orders that can get undone by the next president like we've been seeing these last few administrations. We need to pass laws that enshrine these priorities in law that can't simply be undone by the next administration, like securing the border. Enough of this executive order to secure the border back and forth. We need to pass a law that will withstand judicial review at every step of the way to ensure that our border is secure so we can protect the lives and livelihoods of our people.
Now, Tim Sheehy, one of the things that's amazing about you, you are an energetic dude. I mean, that is a long campaign, and I can sense that you are raring to go. You're going to get in Congress. And as you say, Senate needs to be an engine, needs to be moving fast because, you never know what the next election is going to bring, which means you got a 2-year period to do an enormous amount of things. And I know you're going to be a leader in doing that. Senator-elect Tim Sheehy from Montana, again, congratulations, and we'll see you in D.C.
Thanks, Ben. Let's get it done.
We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering Sunday at 8, 7 Central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. We build something worth having. Someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone. Sunday at 8, 7 Central on Paramount Network.
More on that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions
tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Okay, meanwhile, the left's in a state of complete meltdown. As you can sense, whenever we are optimistic here on the right, the left is very upset. Listen, I understand if you had misconceptions about Donald Trump, if you think that it's just going to be the end of the world, I get you being upset. Seriously, like, we're making a lot of fun. The people I'm trying to make fun of are not like normal American citizens who may have been misinformed or who may have a different belief system. The people I'm making fun of are the people at the top of the heap. The people I'm making fun of are the people at the top of the economic heap who should know better, who do know better, and who are lying. When they say that this is going to be Hitler, when they say that it's going to be brown shirts, when they say it's the end of America, none of that is true, and they know it's not true. And you can tell they know that it's not true. Those people, I don't even think that It's okay to laugh at them. I think it's a duty to laugh at them. Because if you're a person who's deliberately misinforming the American public, we should laugh at you. And frankly, I think we should encourage you in your downward spiral, if that downward spiral means that you lose more. Now, speaking of people who just keep losing, Joy Reid, who is not a repository of joy, she is out there blaming Latinos, of course, because Donald Trump won, according to some exit polls, 46% of the entire Latino vote. So that means that Joy Reid, because she's higher on the intersectional hierarchy than Latinos, she gets to say whatever she wants about Latino people now.
Also Latino men, who despite the utter disrespect shown by Trump and his promise to deport some of your mixed class, mixed status families, most of them voted in a 55% majority to make the deportations happen. Y'all voted with Stephen Miller and David Duke and against your own sisters and chose Kamala, who chose Kamala Harris with 60% of their votes. So you own everything that happens to your mixed status families and to your wives, sisters, and abuelas from here on in.
Oh, man, just keep going with this. Seriously, just keep going with this. Really, keep doubling down on this, Joy Reid. I really love it. More identity politics, more blaming Americans. Sunny Hostin joins the crew. She is also blaming Latino men. Now she says they're sexist. That's the real problem.
Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border.
It's
the border
misogyny.
Crisis is on their doorstep.
So
and they were begging people to care about it for years.
Misogyny,
we need to take
sexism.
Some lessons.
That's what that was.
The lessons are not.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, my gosh. It's Whoopi.
Oh, my goodness. These folks. So, oh, wow. Meanwhile, former vice chair of the DNC agrees. This is Michael Blake saying that Americans are racist. Just keep doing this, please. More. Pour on. Keep calling Americans racist. Keep calling Latino men sexist. Please do it. Keep just yelling at the American people about how terrible they are for not having elected this absolute nothing burger of a candidate on a terrible agenda that Americans hate. Please keep telling Americans how they're the worst people ever. That's a way to victory. Do it. Do it.
Democrats, we have to be very clear of calling them on who they is. Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has a Project 2025 agenda that wants to implement that. And anyone who voted for those policies need to be clearly counted on that. When you see what happened on Tuesday, it was, in particular, white men and white women who unfortunately decided to not vote for the vice president, yet they elected black women in the Supreme Court in Michigan, Yet we had victories in Ruben Gallegos' New England, Arizona. Yet we had victories in North Carolina. It was the fear of a black and South Asian woman that we have to speak about. And if we're not clear about race, gender, and class, we are ignoring the truth of what's happening in the country right now.
I mean, can I just point out that white people actually voted for Trump at a lower clip than they voted for him in 2020? That's actually what happened. The only constituency where Trump actually lost ground, he lost 1 point with white voters in 2024. And then he blew her out. Why? Because a bunch of people who weren't supposed to vote for him voted for him. But please, keep going with this. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Hurricane Rafael is forecast to weaken in the Gulf of Mexico and not pose much threat to land.
So the track forecast for Rafael is a little complex. We're going to see a slowing forward speed and then a west-northwestward motion in the next day or so. And then we're expecting Rafael to stall and meander here right over the sort of central Gulf of Mexico all the way from Saturday into Sunday and even early Monday, not moving very much, but gradually weakening during that time due to the effects from dry air and some increasing upper-level winds.
Also at townhall.com, the issue of illegal immigration is being touted as resonating the most strongly with Americans nationwide in this week's elections. On the Salem Media Group's program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Mark Mitchell, chief pollster for Rasmussen, reports, says the immigration issue was off the charts with voters.
We asked, would you rather support a 100% deportation candidate or a 100% amnesty candidate? And deportation wins in the battlegrounds by like 53 to 36, and it's an overwhelming majority of Hispanics that support 100% deportation. So this is the kind of thing that Donald Trump's been running on for 8 years, and it sounds like an anathema to people in D.C., but it's what the voters want. They want these people gone.
Mark Mitchell's full interview will be heard on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Salem News Channel. Police say five people were stabbed, one person taken into custody in Seattle. The police department there said on social media that the stabbing happened Friday afternoon in Seattle's Chinatown International District. Police say one person was taken into custody. Dutch authorities say Israeli fans were assaulted after a soccer game in Amsterdam by hordes of young people, apparently riled up by calls on social media to target Jewish people. Five people were treated at hospitals and dozens were arrested after the attacks. You'll find more news and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
A long-standing issue for gun owners finds its way into the courts again. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on a new federal ruling on an Illinois gun ban.
A federal judge has overturned an Illinois ban on semi-automatic weapons. U.S. District Judge Stephen P. McGlynn's ruling says the decision applies universally, not just to the lawsuit's plaintiffs. The ruling leans on recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings that have strictly interpreted the Second Amendment right to keep and bear firearms. The Protect Illinois Communities Act bans AR-15 rifles and similar guns, large-capacity magazines, and an assortment of attachments, largely in response to the 2022 Independence Day shooting at a parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on that story and other stories, as well as full analysis, more headlines and news, breaking news at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A strike in Philadelphia has been delayed.
The union that represents thousands of Philadelphia mass transit system workers has agreed to delay a potential strike, saying progress was being made in ongoing contract talks. Transport Workers Union Local 234 members had voted to authorize a strike once their one-year contract with the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority expired Friday. But the two sides agreed late Thursday to continue talks. The union's top demand is for improved personal safety for frontline workers and a wage increase. John Scott reporting.
Stocks cruised to more records as they closed their best week in a year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday to cap its biggest weekly gain since early November of last year. It also briefly crossed above the 6,000-point level for the first time. The Dow climbed 0.6%, while the NASDAQ Composite added just 0.1%. More on these stories and full analysis at townhall.com.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, the Kamala campaign built their whole strategy around celebrity endorsements. It paid off with a crushing defeat, of course, but why are celebrity endorsements so useless now, if not actually counterproductive? We'll talk about that. Also, what's the latest on Trump's criminal cases now that he's president-elect? And the media is in the middle of a historic week for news, but still they find the time to attack me for my mean tweets. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. There was a mildly successful commercial back in 2016 where LeBron James was promoting Sprite. He keeps looking into the camera and saying, "I won't tell you to drink a Sprite." It's supposed to be engaging and funny because, you see, normally when celebrities appear in advertisements, they tell you to buy a product. But here you had LeBron James appearing in a Sprite commercial, refusing to endorse Sprite. So it really subverted everyone's expectations. Reverse psychology like this has become popular in advertising because the typical direct, straightforward celebrity endorsement doesn't have the same impact that it once did. This is also why the idea of reverse endorsements, so-called, has become a thing. This is when a company puts a celebrity on its board of directors to make them seem really invested in the company when it's basically a no-show job. Derek Jeter had a reverse endorsement deal with a company called Revolution Wear that makes some kind of high-tech underwear. I don't know how underwear can be high-tech, but it is. And it all fell apart and ended in lawsuits that when the company collapsed because the world of high-tech underwear is apparently extremely cutthroat. But the point is, this underwear company thought they'd get more value out of presenting Derek Jeter as a director of the company rather than just going with the normal direct celebrity endorsement. There are about a million other examples of this because the memo's gone out. In the entertainment world, traditional celebrity endorsements aren't as interesting as they used to be. So if you want a celebrity to have an impact, you have to get creative with it. And even then, most people probably still won't care. The only people who haven't gotten this memo are in politics. Political endorsements by celebrities are all the same. They're unconvincing, uncreative, patronizing. And yet, for some reason, pundits and political strategists on the left genuinely believe that these endorsements are game-changing. They think that once the normal person hears one of these endorsements, they undergo a form of mind control where they're hopeless to resist. So I played part of this clip a couple of days ago, but it's worth replaying because it may be the single best reaction video from MSNBC after they realized that Trump was winning. This is Joy Reid trying to process how Trump could have possibly defeated Kamala Harris. After all, Kamala Harris ran a flawless campaign, and as evidence of the proposition that Kamala Harris ran a flawless campaign, Joy Reid cites all of Kamala Harris's celebrity endorsements. This is footage that belongs in a museum somewhere for future historians studying the downfall of the Democrat Party and the corporate press. Watch.
And I think it's important to say that, you know, anyone who has experienced or been in the United States for any period of time and experienced this country's history and knows it cannot have believed that it would be easy to elect a woman president, let alone a woman of color. Mm-hmm. Let's just be clear. Mm-hmm. And nothing that was true yesterday about how flawlessly this campaign was run is not true now. I mean, this really was an historic, flawlessly run campaign. She had, Queen Latifah never endorses anyone. She came out and endorsed her. You know, I mean, she had every prominent celebrity voice. She had the Taylor Swifties, the Swifties. She had the Beehive. Like, you could not have run a better campaign in that short period of time. And I think that's still true.
So there's a lot to consider in that clip, but, I mean, really, at this point, you can't be mad at Joy Reid. Everyone knows that she is what we may call, politely, a very special person. What's kind of remarkable is that everybody else on the panel, people who are extremely partisan but not totally clinically insane, maybe not, just nod along when she makes this claim. She's suggesting that a political endorsement by Queen Latifah is so rare and enigmatic that if a candidate should ever obtain it, then that candidate must be blessed by the gods. That candidate is destined to win. I mean, maybe it makes sense at, you know, a certain level. She is royalty after all. But that was a moment that should have been a bridge too far, even for an MSNBC panel. For one thing, the premise isn't even true. We're talking about the same Queen Latifah who performed at Obama's inauguration after telling people to vote for hope and change. Then she did a skit with Kamala Harris just a few months ago at the NAACP Image Awards, telling everyone to register to vote because otherwise Trump will win. Yes, this is the Queen Latifah that supposedly never gets involved in politics. But on top of that, even if we pretend Queen Latifah never gets involved in politics, the idea that her endorsements will sway anyone or that it's a sign of a flawless campaign suggests that Democrats are suffering from a level of delusion that is truly unprecedented. That becomes even more apparent when you look at this vaunted Queen Latifah endorsement that they're talking about. She just sits in a chair and instead of talking about makeup, she reads off some talking points from Kamala Harris's campaign. Watch.
Yeah, that looks good. Oh, yeah, that's how I want to look when I vote. Fly.
Exactly.
Because you know what? Mm-hmm. This is going to be amazing. How's that looking, Roz?
Yeah, I like it. I think it looks good.
You want the same color lip cream or gloss?
All right. Whatever looks good when I vote. I want voting. I want the color of vote. I want the color of freedom. Hey, can you fly me in a little bit of agency? Yeah, thank you. And I might just need a touch up just over here, a little bit of mind your business and a touch of I'm a woman, let me control my old body just right there. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking maybe 50,000.
So you get the idea. There's Queen Latifah. I don't know. I'm with Joy Reid. I don't know how that didn't. How did that not totally? That should have been decisive. That should have been the end of the election right there. Once you get that video. How did that not get the Rust Belt voters to flood to the polls in favor of Kamala Harris? I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering Sunday at 8, 7 central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. You build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too. You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone, Sunday at 8, 7 central on Paramount Network.
Now, one of the many amusing things about this video, or actually the only amusing thing about it, is the comment section and how it differs depending on the platform. So if you go on Instagram, a lot of the comments are pretty supportive. Plenty of people hosting heart emojis and stuff like that, saying it's a powerful message and Queen Latifah is their hero and so on. One person wrote, I'm going to always love you, Queen Latifah. Never change. Then you go on X, and it's a completely different scenario. It's like stepping out of a country club and into the Vietnam War. The top comment is, did you go to the Diddy parties too? The next one is, how much were you paid? And then there's another weak man for Kamala. It's brutal. if also hilarious and completely justified, too. It's yet another reason the left wants to destroy X, by the way. People on X generally reflect kind of the mood of the country, certainly a lot more than on other platforms. But if you spend all of your time on Reddit or Instagram, you might end up like Joy Reid. You might have thought that Kamala Harris had this in the bag. After all, Queen Latifah's on her side. Everyone else on the platform loves it. And then you go on X and everybody's, you know, wondering how much she was paid and whether she was at the Diddy parties. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying Queen Latifah was paid for this endorsement. I would never suggest such a thing. But in general, it is worth noting that the Kamala Harris campaign raised something like $1 billion and they ended the campaign in debt by $20 million. They raised $1 billion and were in debt by $20 million at the end. They had $120 million in the bank a month ago and now they're in the red. And a lot of that money probably did go to some celebrity performances and endorsements like the one Megan Thee Stallion did at a Kamala rally. But in any event, it's clear that this was a horribly managed campaign in every respect. So it's not exactly unthinkable that these people truly thought an endorsement by Queen Latifah would help them win. They really seem to think that people wanted to see stuff like that. And that would explain why they courted the endorsement also of Cardi B, who's so illiterate that it actually caused problems for the campaign. Mid-endorsement, her teleprompter went out, so she couldn't say anything until someone ran up with a phone containing her prepared statement. We played this video a couple days ago, but it's fun playing again. Here it is.
1 second, guys. 1 second. Okay. So I don't take lightly the call. Sorry, guys. I'm a little nervous. I've been waiting for this moment this whole life, my whole life. I need patience over here. Patience, where are
you? She's been waiting for that moment her whole life. She's been waiting for the moment to self-destruct on stage at a campaign rally. Maybe, is that what you meant? Or was she's been waiting for Kamala Harris her whole life. Weren't we all? Now, you have to wonder, again, who this is supposed to impress. I mean, even if she had read all of that perfectly, who exactly is supposed to care about this? What demographic are they targeting? Whatever they were going for, it didn't work. Pretty much the only demographic group that Kamala Harris won on Tuesday, according to exit polls, was the same group that Joy Reid belongs to, black women. She won by black women by something like 92%. It's a 2% improvement from Joe Biden 2 years ago. But both of those numbers are actually low by Democrat standards. Obama got more than 95% of the black woman vote back when he ran. Hillary Clinton got 94%. So if anything, there's some evidence that endorsements like this aren't really helping even among Democrats' most loyal constituency. Now, The Guardian certainly seems to think that there's a good chance that these endorsements aren't helping anymore. They just ran a big article that explores the question of why all these celebrities, from Bruce Springsteen to George Clooney to Taylor Swift, Beyonce, why they may have actually been counterproductive. Quote, a poll from YouGov shortly after Taylor Swift's endorsement found that only 8% of voters would be somewhat or much more likely to vote for Harris, with a surprising 20% saying the endorsement actually made them less likely to vote for her. Yes, as we talked about at the time, Taylor Swift's endorsement might have made people less likely to support Kamala. And there's evidence that this took the Harris campaign by surprise. The article also states that, quote, back in July, Charlie XCX posted a three-word tweet that some commentators thought might help swing the U.S. election. Arriving the day after Kamala Harris announced her bid for the presidency, Charlie's tweet said simply, Kamala is brat. It was a reference to Charlie's latest album, Brat, which had dominated the pop cultural landscape. The overall meaning was clear. Kamala was the presidential candidate with the most energy and authenticity. The Harris campaign leaned into the endorsement, changing the backdrop of its official X page to the same garish green color used on the record sleeve. Yet, as the dust settles on an extremely depressing election result, not depressing for me, but, you know, not for us, but I guess for them, it appears clearly that not only did Charlie XCX's tweet have no meaningful impact on the election result, nor did the endorsement of any other celebrity. So this was a big problem for Kamala, because to the extent she had a campaign strategy at all, it hinged almost entirely on this, on celebrity endorsements. Kamala was endorsed by all of the most famous celebrities in Hollywood and the music industry. And this was her whole campaign, was just showing off the celebrities who endorsed her. And it paid off with a crushing and historic defeat. So why might that be? Well, unlike the panel on MSNBC, I'll answer that question. For one thing, As I mentioned earlier, celebrity endorsements in general just aren't that effective anymore. But they're especially ineffective right now when inflation is high and people are struggling to afford, essentials like groceries. In an economic environment like that, Americans just aren't interested in sermons from obscenely wealthy entertainers. Not that they're all that interested even in a good economy. But the other problem is that the power of celebrity in general has been massively watered down in recent years. There are just so many of them that even the biggest ones like Taylor Swift or Beyonce just don't have the kind of culture-changing impact that, say, Michael Jackson or Elvis would have had decades ago. I mean, when a woman can become famous by saying "Hak Tua," the whole concept of a celebrity loses a lot of its luster. This has been obvious to almost everyone for some time, which is why a lot of celebrities have found new ways to endorse products like those reverse endorsement deals that I mentioned. But apparently it wasn't obvious to the Kamala Harris campaign. They believed in all seriousness that amassing a bunch of these vapid cookie cutter endorsements from famous people would win them the election. They thought Americans cared so little about substance that they'd vote for a candidate who can barely articulate a coherent thought, all because of the endorsements of some other morons who also can't articulate coherent thoughts. After what happened on Tuesday, there's just no one, except maybe MSNBC anchors, who seriously thinks that these celebrities have any sway over anyone anymore. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th, so call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number, 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro, Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. All right, here's a story. If we could just have one that isn't election-related for a change, at least might not be. I don't know. But this, to me, it seems like a big, I don't know. It seems like something everybody should know about. I have not seen very much reporting on it, but seems like kind of a big deal. Call me crazy. 40 monkeys have escaped from a research facility in South Carolina. So that's a real thing that's happening in America right now, as far as I know. I think this is real. I don't think it's an elaborate hoax. Here's the report.
40 monkeys that escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility in Yemisi. WJCL 22 News' Kyron Naveau live in the low country, keeping his head on a swivel with those primates on the run. And, of course, this is a public safety alert. Kai, what is the latest on these missing monkeys?
Well, Frank, good morning. So, yeah, like you mentioned, 40 monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility. It happened around 9:45 last night, and police are asking anyone to just, if they see them, to stay away. And that's why we're here at the municipal complex here in Yemisi. But here's what police are doing right now to find those monkeys. Like I mentioned, happened 40 monkeys escaped 9:45 last night. And currently, police have placed traps all around the area to capture those monkeys. Now, so far, I have no idea what those traps actually look like, and we're trying to get more information about that. But police are also utilizing on-site thermal imaging cameras in an attempt to locate these monkeys. Now, the monkeys are used at the facility for biomedical research. And this isn't the first time those monkeys actually escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility. Back in 2016, 19 monkeys made a break from the compound, but they were all captured about 6 hours later. Now, residents are being asked to lock their doors, lock their windows, and if they see these monkeys, they just stay away and call police. Now, we're trying to make some contact with the local police here to get any update on if they captured any, but so far we have not heard back. Live in Yemisi, I'm Kyron Naveau. Back to you, Frank.
All right, Kai, again, good update, good news. If you see a monkey, if one comes to your door, don't answer it. Call 911.
Don't answer it if there's a monkey knocking on your door. That's good advice. I like how the reporter says he's trying to find out what the traps look like. We need to, because they set all these traps out for the monkeys, and we don't know what the traps look like. And I guess you need to know that so that you don't accidentally end up in one of the traps. I mean, if you live in South Carolina and you see like a banana under a box being held up by a stick, bananas are delicious, but don't go try to grab that banana. So this is a bio lab, a research lab, and 40 monkeys that they were using for research are now on the loose. I mean, this is literally the beginning of like three different apocalypse movies. Okay, this is, what is this? Maybe more than three. Three come to mind. This is Outbreak, 28 Days Later, and Planet of the Apes. So those are our options. Pick your poison, like door one, two, or three here for how this ends up. So you've got a fatal disease, a zombie outbreak, or monkeys take over the world. I think if I had to choose between those options, I'd take the Planet of the Apes apocalypse if we get to choose. How does it happen? How do you lose track of 40 monkeys is my question. And it feels like, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but it feels like another one of those things where you hear the story and you go, wait a minute, 40 disease monkeys are running loose? Isn't this a really bad thing? Isn't this a really, really bad? Shouldn't we? And you say that, and then all the media and the experts say, oh, no, it's not. Don't worry about it. It's fine. If you see the monkey, don't go anywhere. Don't go within 100 yards of the monkey. But don't worry about it. It's not. It's totally fine. So it feels like one of those things where they tell us that it's fine, nothing to worry about. And it turns out that, oh, no, it's like, nothing to worry about except the end of the world was the only thing. So I don't know. And, look, this is not a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying anything. I'm not accusing anyone of anything. I'm just, it's weird timing. So right when Trump was in the process of winning is when the 40 monkeys are somehow escaped from the lab. I don't know. I don't know how that happens. It's weird timing. It's a coincidental timing. It's a heck of a coincidence. So who knows? But look out for the monkeys if you're in South Carolina. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, CJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
0-7-0.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Fox News has a report about Trump's case in New York now that now that he's won the election, what's happening with his criminal cases. Reading now says, following his massive election victory, President-elect Trump is still scheduled for sentencing in his Manhattan criminal case later this month, with presiding judge Juan Merchan first ruling whether to dismiss the charges altogether after the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling earlier this year. Trump was found guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records. Trump is scheduled for sentencing on November 26th, which is already a four-month delay from the original date of July 11th. Trump's lawyers have said that has asked the judge to overturn the former president's guilty verdict in New York. In New York v. Trump, after the Supreme Court ruled in July that former presidents have substantial immunity from prosecution for official acts in office, but not for unofficial acts. Merchan is expected to rule by November 12th as to where the charges stand. Colley Stimson, Deputy Director of Heritage Foundation, Edwin Meese, the Third Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, says a normal judge would dismiss this case, and then the DA would have to decide what, if anything, remains so that we could consider rebringing the case. But Judge Merchan has shown himself to be anything but an ordinary judge. And so the catch-22 here is if he was normal, he would dismiss it. But because he's not normal, he'll probably deny it. For all intents and purposes, no matter what happens, if the judge denies it and the appeals court follow the judge and the judge gets to sentence him, even then the Justice Department will come in and say, look, under the Supremacy Clause, you cannot impose a criminal sentence, especially one of incarceration, on a sitting president. And so that case will be on ice until after Trump gets out of office. So, in other words, the case is effectively over. I mean, that's my speculation anyway. Meanwhile, the federal cases are also basically finished. NPR reports Donald Trump started this year fighting two federal prosecutions that threatened to send him in prison, but he will end it free and clear of his most significant criminal legal problems. With his resounding victory at the polls and a longstanding Justice Department policy against prosecuting a sitting president, the key question is not if, but when prosecutors move to dismiss or delay his federal election interference case in Washington, D.C. Trump recently said he would fire special counsel Jack Smith within 2 seconds after he returned to the White House. Smith is taking steps to end both federal cases against Trump before the president-elect takes office. So those are out the window. Trump could just pardon himself on the federal charges anyway, so it's a non-issue. Now, I have heard some speculation from conservatives that maybe they would still try to continue with some of these criminal cases somehow, but you know, maybe they would try to throw a sitting president in prison or something, but that's not going to happen. They're already in the process of abandoning these cases, and that only just proves what the perceptive among us already knew, which is that these criminal cases were never really criminal cases. I mean, they were criminal cases on paper, and they had crimes that they were charging him with, absurd crimes on paper, but in reality, they weren't really trying him for a crime, because the crime was that he was running for president. That was the crime, as far as they were concerned. These cases existed to prevent him from winning again, and really for no other reason. That was the only point of any of them. It was never really about throwing him in jail. I mean, sure, they would have happily done that if they could, but that wasn't the point. It wasn't the primary objective. The primary objective wasn't even to win the cases, which is why people were kind of missing the point where they're saying, well, these charges are flimsy. It can't stand up in court. Doesn't matter. Sending him to jail, winning the case, getting a conviction, those were all secondary benefits. They'll take that if they can get it, but it's not really the point. The point was just to sully him enough politically that he could not win the presidency again. So they were building a political case, not a criminal one. And we see how that worked out. And, you know, it's kind of funny that the general view on the right, I think, is that the criminal case is backfired politically and ended up being one of the reasons why Trump won. Instead of people being turned off from Trump because of the cases, they were more motivated to vote for him. That's kind of that's what you'll hear from a lot of people on the right. But I think that's not actually what happened. I think that obviously the plot didn't work, trying to use these criminal cases to destroy his political chances. That didn't work. I also don't know that it backfired, though, in that sense. I think it just had no political impact at all, one way or another. So, in other words, Trump would have won just as big even if they never put him on trial. If none of that ever happened, I think the results would be the same. I think he still would have crushed. I mean, I could be wrong. Who knows? We can't go back and do it again differently. But I tend to think his victory would have been the same even without the lawfare against him, because the lawfare proved to just have no impact. It didn't matter at all in any way. It's like it never happened. And I think that, in some ways, that's the worst fate for the people waging this lawfare against him, for the prosecutors and the DAs involved in all this. The worst fate is that they didn't matter at all. It just doesn't, like, it ends up being not even a footnote in the history books. It just does, it's a total non-issue. Americans were completely uninterested, unmoved, bored with the whole thing. And, to me, that's the most poetic justice of all. Even more than it backfiring, I think even better, even more delicious, is that it just didn't matter. Didn't matter one way or another. I find that to be pretty fantastic. Well, we've been focused on the national election results, but there was plenty of good news on the local level too. Postmillennial has this report, a California anti-crime ballot measure that would reclassify some misdemeanor theft and drug crimes as felonies got overwhelming support on Tuesday as voters moved to slowly restore law and order following years of failed progressive policies. State Proposition 36 passed in a landslide after receiving widespread backing from voters on Election Day, with 70.6% of the 7.6 million ballots counted in favor of the initiative, according to unofficial results from the California Secretary of State's office. Despite Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's opposition to the measure, which authorizes felony charges for possession of drugs like fentanyl and thefts under $950 if the offender has at least two similar prior convictions, California residents have expressed their desire for change, beginning with restoring public safety. Meanwhile, in addition to this passing, Los Angeles County voters ousted Soros-backed progressive district attorney George Gascon on Election Day, and so he's also out. So I certainly don't think that California will now become some sort of haven for law and order. It still has a lot of problems, but this is very significant. Voters, even in California, overwhelmingly said that they want to retreat from the progressive soft-on-crime approach. They want more law and more order. They want to punish crime again. And, I mean, how do you explain that? Who are you going to blame if you're on the left? Is it racism again? Are the voters in California racist? A huge number of them, obviously, aren't even white. So these were in large part non-white people in non-white communities saying that they want more law enforcement and more punishment of lawbreaking in their communities. And why do they want that? Well, because the alternative is chaos. The alternative is despair. The alternative makes their lives a whole lot worse, which is what these people were experiencing. And this is the basic truth of leftist policy that we've seen play out again and again. It does not work in the real world. Like, it's just that simple. It doesn't work in reality. Sounds good in theory, doesn't actually work in reality. Now, I don't think it sounds good even in theory, personally. I don't think it sounds good at all. Doesn't sound good to me. The leftist policies don't sound good to me even in theory, but to a lot of people in the general population, at least in states like California, I guess it does at first sound good on paper to them. Like, in the abstract, some of these people find it appealing. And that's how things like the defund the police movement get off the ground. Some people hear about it, and at first they say, yeah, police are scary. Let's replace them with social workers. I mean, police are shooting a lot of people. And so if we replace them with other people who don't have guns and aren't going to shoot people, then fewer people will be shot. And that's good. So that's the way the logic goes in their minds, I guess. Now, again, even in theory, that sounds like a terrible idea to me, and it sounds like a terrible idea to you, but if you have a certain mindset and you don't think about the issue for more than 5 seconds, I guess it appeals to you. But then they do it and they put it in action, and the results speak for themselves. The results are always the same. They make people's lives worse. They bring misery and despair. Those are the results of leftist policies, misery and despair. Which is why they are only supported, again, by people who don't think about them deeply enough and consider them only in theory. And also by people, the elites, who know that for these elites who put these policies in place, they know that the policies will breed misery and despair. But they also know that they personally will not suffer those consequences. So it's the classic thing where you have leftists in gated communities who support defunding the police and Soros prosecutors and bail reform and all of that for the poor communities that they don't live in. Same story over and over again. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Uh-oh.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. So there has been some controversy swirling around me recently, and I know that may be surprising. I'm not the sort of person who normally invites controversy. I don't like controversy. I tend to shy away from it. As you know, I'm the kind of guy who prefers to get along with people. Matt Kumbaya Walsh is what they've always called me. Friendly, wholesome figure. The new Mr. Rogers. That's the other thing they've always called me. So the outrage directed at me over the past few days has shocked me, just as much as I'm sure it shocks you. It all began the morning after the election, and in my usual thoughtful way, I was trying to think of something to say, a public statement to make that might help calm everybody's nerves and reassure our Democrat friends that everything's going to be okay. So this is what I came up with. I tweeted this, quote, "Now that the election is over, I think we can finally say that, yeah, actually, Project 2025 is the agenda. LOL. Now, for some reason, this post seems to have upset a lot of people. And I have no idea why, because I said LOL, after all. And I didn't mean it like a nasty LOL. This wasn't an evil, wicked witch type laugh. It was like a warm, hearty chuckle. I would have actually written WHC for warm, hearty chuckle, but I wasn't sure if anyone would be familiar with that acronym, so I went with LOL. But even LOL was not enough to prevent the outrage mob from assembling. And assemble they did. Now, there's probably no point in reading any of the thousands of belligerent and infuriated comments from leftists. You can probably imagine. But just to give you a brief glimpse, here are a few. One woman says, "I hope you get excommunicated and mauled by a bear." Another says, "Castration for all of them." It was actually a recurring theme. Another comment says, "You're a retard and I hope you're castrated." Now, we know that leftists are big fans of castration. In fact, they're such big fans of it that I'm not sure if these comments are meant to be negative or not. Are they threatening me with castration or kindly inviting me to be castrated? To them, castration is a beautiful, sacred ritual, so that's a bit confusing. These other comments are not so confusing, though. Another leftist replies, "I don't care if it gets me banned. I hope Matt Walsh and all the Project 2025 Nazis die." It's another theme that emerged. Here's another comment. It says, "That's fine. We'll just burn the continental U.S. and try to kill you again." I have to say, burning the whole continental U.S. seems like quite a chore. Also not necessary, because we're going to set everything on fire with global warming anyway, part of Project 2025. So don't waste your effort. And then there was also this comment. "I hope to one day see you either hung, shot, or so brutally assaulted you can't enjoy life anymore. And I kind of hope I'm the one who gets to make any of those three happen. Burn in hell, fascist dog." So there were quite a few responses just like that, directly threatening to kill me. And I did reply to the guy who sent that last tweet. His account ended up getting permanently banned, sadly. So I'm not sure if he saw my reply. I'll just reiterate it here just in case. If you're listening, I just want you to know that you can hope for my demise. But I think what will happen most likely instead is that I will continue to live a prosperous life where I am both happier and more successful than you, while you wallow in your misery until you die alone and few will ever know that you existed or care that you're gone. That's what's likely to happen. That's the most likely scenario, is that I get to keep living my amazing life while you are stuck in your awful and miserable one. But we'll see what happens. Who knows? The tweet also caused a stir over on TikTok, and the TikTokers are not happy, I'm sorry to report. And so here's just one example.
"You know Matt Walsh. You know Project 2025 evangelical extremist wacko Matt Walsh. You know Matt Walsh, the one who's been giving frequent arguments that women should no longer have the right to vote, or young people, that just the man in the household should have the right to vote, that Matt Walsh. The Matt Walsh that was all about Project 2025, why it's so important, why it's such a good thing, why it's so important. Well, anyway, he just posted on X. And here's what he said. Now that the election is over, I think we can finally say that, yeah, actually, Project 2025 is the agenda. LOL. We were trying to tell you all, Trump was lying.
Yes, that's right. I am an evangelical who thinks only men should vote. I frequently made the argument that only men should vote, according to this person. You heard it from her first. It's breaking news to everyone, including me. And there are many videos on TikTok just like that one, but my one-sentence tweet was not just a source of outrage on Twitter and TikTok. The mainstream media also joined in the fun. In fact, multiple major outlets wrote entire news articles about the tweet. Here are a few headlines. Rolling Stone says, Republicans celebrate by admitting they can't wait for Project 2025. Axios has this headline, Trump's MAGA allies gloat, Project 2025 is the agenda. Daily Mail, MAGA stars gloat that they can finally admit Project 2025 is the agenda, as Bannon names first targets. MSNBC, in the wake of Trump's win, Project 2025 becomes newly relevant. Newsweek, MAGA says Project 2025 is the agenda. Et cetera and so forth, you get the idea. So in summary, there's been a whole lot of confusion and anger and hysteria that seems to have been caused by my tweet about Project 2025. And I never intended for any of that to happen. In fact, I'm sorry that it did happen. I'm a little embarrassed by it. So let me clarify a few things. The media and the left are all reacting to my statements as if I'm actually going to be in the upcoming Trump administration. They're treating me like an actual official in the next White House, because it would be a really strange thing if I'm just some podcaster talking and they make whole headlines about it. That's really weird. And so it's almost as if they're treating me like I'm some sort of government official. And they're right. I can announce today that I will be in the Trump cabinet. And I know the news media is watching this right now. Feel free to report this news. I'm going to be in Trump's cabinet. I have been offered the position of Secretary of State, as well as Secretary of Defense and HHS Secretary. And Secretary of Agriculture, of course, and of course the position of Attorney General. Trump said I could have, he called me up and said I could have any of those positions I like. And I said, you know what, sir, I'll take them all. I want all of them. And he agreed. Because it makes his job a lot easier. Now he doesn't have, that's like five jobs off the table. Because I'll just do them all. And I do have, I think, the right experience for all those jobs. I've watched over 40 episodes of Law and Order. More than 40. Which is like a couple of whole seasons worth, which qualifies me to be Attorney General. As for Secretary of Agriculture, I did grow a tomato plant last spring. And as for the others, I'm sure there are probably YouTube tutorials that will help me learn the basics. How hard can it really be? These are government jobs, after all. Because there's no way I could screw it up worse than the people who currently hold all those jobs. So that makes me feel good, too. Will we really be enacting Project 2025? Yes, I've already made that clear. In fact, I've been honest about this the whole time. I never lied. I've been telling you about Project 2025 for months now. I even made, and if you've been watching the show for a while, you know this, I made a whole website about it. And if you didn't hear, the website is project2025.com. I designed it myself. I slaved away for days upon days designing a state-of-the-art website just to let everyone know about Project 2025 and what it will entail. And you can go to project2025.com right now to learn more. If you're in the media listening to me and dutifully reporting on whatever I happen to be rambling about right now, make sure to include the website in your reporting. This is a quote from me, a Trump official. Also, to anyone else in the audience, if you see anyone on social media panicking over Project 2025, make sure to leave the link in the comments to project2025.com. It's all there. I'm the one who made the website about Project 2025. So you know what? I take back my apology. Don't call me a liar or accuse me of trying to bury the truth. How dare you? I did more to raise awareness about Project 2025 than any of the people attacking me right now. I was 100% honest the whole time. I couldn't be more transparent. And you can see it for yourself again at project2025.com. Make sure to click all the links. It's all in there. It's all real. It is happening. I tried to tell you. And now you're all going to be rounded up, bound in chains, and thrown into the sea. That's the very first item on the Project 2025 agenda. It says it right there. Agenda item number one, Trump's enemies shall be rounded up and cast into the depths of the sea. You'd know that if you did your research and went to project2025.com. If you didn't listen, if you didn't read the literature that I provided for you, and now you're complaining, that's your fault. And for that, you are today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Tim Walz expressing the disbelief that voters supported Donald Trump in the presidential election.
Speaking in St. Paul, Minnesota, Walz says it's hard to lose.
It's hard to understand while so many of our fellow citizens, people that we have fought so long and hard for, wound up choosing the other path.
The Minnesota governor says he hopes the Trump administration keeps their promise to leave things up to state.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting that Governor Walz is vowing to protect his state's pro-abortion laws. Also at townhall.com, NASA astronauts won't say which one of them got sick after almost 8 months in space. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Prolonged missions in space can take a toll on your health, something three NASA astronauts talked about in their first news conference after almost 8 months aboard the International Space Station. Pilot Michael Barrett says he can feel the difference.
There wasn't in a book I read, hey, you're going to space, it's going to be hard to sit on a hard chair.
Mission specialist Jeanette Epps.
Some of the muscle pains that you'll have because you haven't held your head up in, 8 months almost.
Crew 8 Commander Matthew Dominic, a doctor who specializes in space medicine, says they learn new things with each mission about what extended time in space does to the human body.
Kind of expect this road to Mars to be paved with new discoveries, whether we like it or not.
Audio courtesy NASA, I'm Jennifer King.
While prices for most goods have been falling throughout the year, inflation for a wide range of services remains high. That's straining consumers eating out, servicing their cars, paying for various kinds of insurance. Prices for services rose 3.7% in September from a year ago, according to the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Dutch authorities say Israeli fans were assaulted after a soccer game in Amsterdam by hordes of young people, apparently riled up by calls on social media to target Jewish people. 5 people were treated at hospitals, and dozens were arrested after the attacks. You'll find more online and full analysis at townhall.com.
Will you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
No.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The Pompeii Archaeological Park plans to limit the number of visitors to 20,000 people a day. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports the Pompeii Archaeological Park takes steps to deal with over-tourism.
The Pompeii Archaeological Park plans to limit the number of daily visitors. Officials say a maximum of 20,000 visitors a day will be allowed into the park. The change comes after what authorities describe as a record summer that saw more than 4 million people visit the world-famous remains of the ancient Roman city that was buried under ash and rock following the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD. The park averages 15 to 20,000 visitors a day. Starting November 15th, tickets will be personalized to include the full names of visitors. I'm Mike Hempen.
More on this story, full analysis, and other headlines are always found, along with breaking news, at townhall.com. A plea to conserve water in the Big Apple. Here's John Scott.
New York's mayor is urging residents to take shorter showers, fix leaky faucets, and otherwise conserve water. Eric Adams has issued a drought watch after a parched October in much of the United States. A drought watch is the first of three potential levels of water-saving directives. Adams is pitching it as a step to try to ward off a potentially more serious shortage in the United States' most populous city. New York City uses an average of 1.1 billion gallons of water a day. John Scott reporting.
Argentine prosecutors say that three people have been charged in connection with the death of Liam Payne, a former member of the musical group One Direction, who died after falling from the balcony of his hotel room in Buenos Aires last month. Prosecutor Andres Madrea charged the three suspects with the crimes of abandonment of a person followed by death and supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics. You'll find more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
Truth people, are you? You're not in the truth business at all. Isn't it amazing? Yeah, but Joe Biden appeared in the Rose Garden yesterday, and he's never looked more perky. He must have had a double dose of Prevagen. He had a Prevagen omelet and maybe a, what do they call, smoothie. He had a Prevagen smoothie, I think, yesterday, because he was really perked up and happy, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to transfer power to Hitler. You know, the fascists are taking over. Thank God I'm here to arrange for a peaceful transfer. Never mind that Democrat congressman from Maryland. Never mind Democrat congressman from Maryland. Jamie Schmidlack. Yeah, Raskin, Jamie Raskin, the lost Marx brother. Never mind that he's out there saying that he and the Democrats are not going to allow, they're going to use the Constitution, which they apparently just discovered in a drawer somewhere, to stop President Trump from taking the presidency again. And then they're going to burn a bunch of stuff because you know how they love burning things. They're big on burning. Amazing stuff. All kinds of things happened yesterday. And the United States Senate, just remarkable things. We've had a development in the United States Senate because yet another Senate seat has been declared and the Republicans won another one and the Democrats lost another one. And the Senate is now 53 Republican seats to 45 Democrat seats, only 45 Democrat seats. Isn't that amazing? And 53 Republican seats. I think Trump's going to have to get some Supreme Court nominations. I think, Jake LaMotta is going to have to step down from the Supreme Court just in time. She should leave now, actually, just to get things going. It'd be more fun that way. And some lefties and some other people are saying, oh, yeah, and Clarence Thomas is going to retire and President Trump's going to replace him. Clarence Thomas is not going to retire. Clarence Thomas is happy with his wonderful job. And it should be noted that Clarence Thomas's mother is 95 years old and she's enjoying breakfast right now because she's loving life. And, he's not going anywhere because he knows he's going to live to be 105 and everything's great. And he loves his job because it's the greatest job in the world. Isn't it? Being Supreme Court Justice, I think, would be the greatest job in the world. That's of all the government jobs I would like. I think that Supreme Court Justice would be the very best job. I wouldn't want to be president, I don't think. But senator might not be too bad. But Supreme Court Justice is really the best job in the United States government. And Clarence Thomas, I think he's, 76 years old. And so his mother is 95. That's 19 years older than him. And Clarence Thomas is good to go for another couple of decades. You don't worry about him at all. That's great. So we got that going on. All kinds of crazy. And what is President Trump going to do? Filling out the cabinet. He has chosen his chief of staff, Susie, a.k.a. Susan Wiles. And her maiden name is Summerall because her father was a famous NFL player and a sports broadcaster, CBS and beyond, Pat Summerall. And the daughter of Pat Summerall is Susan Summerall, a.k.a. Susie Summerall, and her now married name is Wiles. And she, I got to tell you, she's got a great face. She looks like somebody that shows up for game day, and that's her reputation, great reputation. And, you know, all the lunatic, mentally ill Democrats, and they are everywhere, they're saying, Trump, we played the, who was it, Jimmy Kimmel last night. Oh, no, he's crying on his TV show. They pay him $15 million a year to cry like a little girl, a confused, gender dysphoric little girl. And he's crying, this is the worst thing for women and for children. I'm sorry, you know, abort another million and send another plane to go to Epstein Island with Bill Clinton on it and Anthony Weiner. And then get back to me about your history with women in the Democrat Party, please. Are you kidding me? Remarkable stuff. But he's crying and saying, oh, no choice. Now, this is the first woman to be White House chief of staff, one of the most powerful positions in Washington, D.C. And without fanfare, no big press conference, and I picked the first woman. Look, her genitalia is different than yours. And that's, you know, I mean, I don't know where these people come from. I don't know where they've been for the last half century. But here in America, this stuff has become the norm. And I don't want to use the word that I'm thinking. So I'll move on. Amazing stuff. So Susan, a.k.a. Susie, Summerall Wiles, White House chief of staff, first ever, and it's kind of surprising, actually, first ever woman chief of staff, not by a Democrat, not by Barack Obama, not by Joe Biden, who would pin her against the wall and grope her and ask her if she wanted to shower with him along with his daughter. You know, he's a weird guy, very weird, very strange. I got to tell. Oh, and did you see the Nazis are on the rise in Amsterdam, the home of Anne Frank House? I like to call it Anne Frank House, Anne Frank House in Amsterdam. And they've got, I don't know if they're Islamists or leftists, attacking the Jews and beating them and nearly killing lots of Jews in Amsterdam. Mob violence against the Jews in Amsterdam, mob street violence. There was a soccer game involving the Israeli team or an Israeli team, and a violent mob of either Muslims from the Middle East who have been flooding into Amsterdam and other Western European cities with an eye toward conquering and destroying Western Europe, which is, you know, not new in the discussion. So this violence against the Jewish people in Amsterdam, Holland, last night after a soccer game, throwing a Jewish man, a young man, into one of the canals and screaming, you will say free Palestine or we will send you to the camps. I'm embellishing only slightly. Pretty much like that, throwing a young man down on the train tracks with the third rail, throwing a young man in the canal and demanding that he yell free Palestine or they would presumably kill him because, you know, there's a war in the world right now. And we're being led by a bunch of, I'll try to be polite and say, wussies, spineless, weak, flailing, failing people who have no business being in charge of anything. But isn't that amazing? So we've got all kinds of stuff going on. We still don't know who's going to control the House of Representatives. We may find out as soon as today. Fox News, for example, has said they've shut down their decision desk. So they're not even counting votes anymore. They're not even counting the races in the House of Representatives. But the Associated Press is, and there is a rumor that the House of Representatives, whether it stays in Republican hands or goes to radical left-wing, Jew-hating, Nazi fascist Democrat hands. Isn't that the rhetoric that we've adopted for political discourse in America? That may be resolved today, may even be resolved while we're on the air here today, although maybe not. And otherwise, over the weekend, we should find out at the latest whether the Republicans hold on to the House of Representatives. The Democrats are, of course, clawing their way. They're, you know, that by any means necessary, by hook or by crook, by hammer and sickle, they will scrounge every vote, whether it's legitimate or not, from any illegal alien from China. They'll count it. They're fine with that, as long as it's for them, of course. Remarkable stuff. Yeah, so we've got a lot going on, as usual, I've got to say. And a funny headline here from... who's this? The Economic Times. Trump lawyer issues bold threat. Quote, we will put your fat ass in prison, warns the New York Attorney General Letitia James, who is waging a third world banana republic communist Soviet style attack, abusing her power instantly like the criminal that she is. Letitia James, I'm going after Trump. I don't think you understand what the job of Attorney General of the state of New York is. But as long as you're going to be a political fascist, maybe everybody should start playing hardball just like you. What do you think, hun? And I haven't actually witnessed her buttocks, but I'll go ahead and take his word for it. Remarkable stuff. And companies get ready for price hikes to offset Trump's global tariff plans. You know, they're his plans. We'll see what happens because, you know, the mere threat of imposing tariffs is a means of negotiating for Donald Trump. And we'll see about all that because prices won't go up. Prices will go down. Energy prices will go down. And when energy prices go down, that's going to make it really hard for Putin to continue to wage war against Ukraine. Oh, by the way, and this was happening while we were on the air yesterday, too. Suddenly, there's all kinds of talk all over the place about ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. And that wasn't on the table on Monday. But after Tuesday night and Trump wins, now suddenly there's all kinds of talk about ending the war. What do we have, a million dead yet there? We're talking about ending the war there. And Hamas coming up and saying, hey, now that Trump has won, maybe it's time to start talking about ending the war here. Because, you know, they said Trump was Hitler. He's Hitler the peacemaker, apparently. The guy who got three peace deals while he was president for 4 years between Israel and three different Arab nations was on the brink of getting a peace deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which would have changed the region forever. And Joe Biden didn't pick up the, you know, he didn't take the baton, pick up the torch. You know, they love torching things. They really do. Another torchlight ceremony. So peace is breaking out all over, which is kind of wacky, isn't it? Just crazy. And Tim Walz, a schmuck that he is, he's headed back to Minnesota. He's headed back to Minnesota, where he's still the governor there. And he lost, Donald Trump won Tim Walz's home county in Minnesota. It's where Tim Walz, the dim-witted Democrat, you see the funny video that Team Trump put together, the Trump War Room put together a funny video with Tim Walz being a spaz all over the place, spazzing up and downstairs, spazzing out on the stage, flailing his hands and his arms all over the place. And they've got ABBA playing Dancing Queen, the Dancing Queen. I tell you, that Dancing Queen song applies in so many different situations, doesn't it? But Tim Walz flailing all about like a spaz, and a funny video by him. Now, Tim Walz loses home county of Blue Earth in Minnesota to Donald Trump. The New York Post has the story. Isn't that great? And Donald Trump wins Minnesota County, where Tim Walz launched his political career. Isn't that great? And how many electoral votes does Donald Trump have now exactly? And we're still not quite done. I think we're still not quite done yet. And what did I predict? What did I predict would happen? And where did we end up? Got that coming up. And bop, bop, bop. Here's a great headline from the left-wing Daily Beast. Joe Biden's vengeance, : Democrats descend into civil war. Well, they gave us our last civil war. There are lots of civil war headlines, and they're all Democrat publications. Civil war headlines, I'm telling you. Mm-mm-mm. And Massachusetts Democrat speaks out against men in women's sports. Hey, yeah, that's going to be dangerous for him and the Democrat Party. And the Nazis rising in Amsterdam. Where do you hear this stuff? We got all kinds of amazing things. And only 3 hours to get to it. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
America's strength isn't just built, it's worn. For those who put in the hours to get things done, G-Defy shoes are made right for you. With patented VersaShock technology, G-Defy doesn't just talk comfort, they engineer it. With every step you take, G-Defy shoes help absorb harmful shock and provide you with trampoline-like energy return. Now, G-Defy sent me a pair of their excellent shoes, and they sent a pair for my best girl, too. And we've hiked all over the city in them, and everything they say about them is 100% true. I'm not going to fib. They really are great shoes. You hike all over the city, you stand all day, and your feet feel great. Designed for hard workers, parents, and those who stand tall no matter what. Go to G-Defy.com and use the code Chris for $20 off orders over $100. That's code Chris for $20 off over $100. Because even champions need to rest. Go to G-Defy.com today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home.
because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Shop Dell Technologies early holiday savings event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Early holiday savings is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
My fellow Americans, Donald Trump's conviction on 34 charges shows our country is in distress and our rule of law is under attack. Things might get worse before they get better. In these times of political chaos and uncertainty, it's crucial to protect your wealth and secure your financial future. That's where Advantage Gold comes in. They understand the power of gold as a safe haven during turmoil. Call them today at 800-900-8000 to get the free 2024 gold and silver kit and to protect your money with physical precious metals. Mention Jason Hansen sent you, and you could qualify for a special Jason Hansen discount up to $1,300. While nobody can predict the future, you can certainly prepare for it. Don't wait. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 for your free gold and silver kit and to claim your discount. Again, call 800-900-8000 today. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional and call 800-900-8000 today. Performance may vary. Consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLoo is here for you. With DebtLoo's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLoo are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
All right, a great deal of fun stuff to get to today. Let's go to the telephones right now. Let's go to Bryce calling from Warrenton, Virginia. Bryce Mobile, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Oh, hello, Chris. I'm going to try to... This is the only place I think I can get this information. I can't Google it on an internet. I don't see it on TV, including Fox News.
Uh-huh.
And that is this. You have some people, it's ingrained in them to vote Democrat or Republican. It's come from them maybe when they're a baby or they're 1 year old. Democrats are always so much better. Republicans are so much better. I'm trying to find out these celebrities, and you've sort of hit on this to some degree, these people that are stern Democrats like Taylor Swift and some of these others, I've kind of heard the story on her, but I don't think it's just movies. I think it's music too. Isn't there a motive other than I think I can make America better for them being so diehard Democrat, so many of them?
Well, you know, they made it trendy a long time ago. John F. Kennedy, you could even go back that far. Probably even FDR during World War II, making it trendy, making it fashionable. And lefties always have a big political agenda, right? They've always got a political agenda. It's usually a radical political agenda. And they, you know, then there's the sexual thing, because there's always sex involved, right? You know, the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe, and the list goes on and on from there. But the Democrats, and they've been able over time, and the Hollywood people, and that goes to the music people, it extends to the music people as well. They've made it trendy to, you know, it's, they used to say that, and they may still say it, Washington is Hollywood for ugly people, and Hollywood is Washington for dumb people, and there's a certain amount of truth to that. It's, they're all on TV, right? And our entire political system has essentially become a terrible cable television show, kind of a reality show, but detached from reality in so many ways. And the Democrats have recruited famous people for a long, long time to stand next to them on stage. You know, Frank Sinatra was involved with the Kennedys, and then they blew him off. Frank Sinatra would hang out with Ronald Reagan. Of course, Ronald Reagan had a Hollywood background, so that's a little different. Jimmy Stewart and all kinds of things. But there's more, Bryce, coming up.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, friends. RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin classic. Cuban-esque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Jansen Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Ben Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview. Conversation, it wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
A threat to our democracy because they're fascists and they're Hitler. They're all Hitler. Isn't Joe Biden like a frail, feckless, hapless Hitler with intellectual degeneration? That's remarkable stuff. I tell you what, I also want to mention that we had a nice visit yesterday from the great people that put on the annual Danish festival. They've got an annual Danish, it's a bazaar, Christmas bazaar, and the Danish Club of Washington, D.C. They work with the Danish embassy and stuff. Their 61st annual Danish Christmas bazaar is tomorrow, and I've got to say my best girl and I, we're going to try to go by for a while, eat some tasty food and stuff at St. Elizabeth Church on Montrose Road in Rockville, Maryland. And it's tomorrow, and they got all kinds of great stuff. It's Christmassy. It's the first Christmas thing that I'm looking at going to. It's sponsored by the Royal Danish Embassy. They still have a royal family there in Denmark and all that good stuff. It's a wonderful place. Been there several times with my best girl. Wonderful country, great people. But the 61st annual Danish Christmas Bazaar, we're going to try to go by. And I got to tell you, the nice people with the Danish Club of Washington, they came by the radio station yesterday, and they dropped off some delicious Danishes for you. And I've got to say that Jasmine, producer Jasmine, on phones today, you'll talk to her if you call in, she brought some Danishes home. She came in, first thing she said today is, so good, so tasty. That's so great stuff. And also, what they do every year, the Danish Club of Washington, this is one of the reasons we love them, as they dropped off a big check for Fisher House, for our friends at Fisher House. And every year, the Danish Club of Washington, because they're patriotic Americans, great Americans, a lot of immigrants to America, and they're patriotic Americans. They didn't sneak in across the southern border with drugs and, child sex trade. No, they're normal people. And so we're looking at going by there, my best girl, and I hopefully will be able to get by there, St. Elizabeth's Church on Montrose in Rockville tomorrow. And Fisher House, big sponsors of Fisher House every year, just wonderful people. And so we love them at the Danish Club of Washington and their annual Christmas bazaar. So let me get back to the crazies, because they are on the loose, boy. Let's go to, shall we go to soundbite number one and start going to the crazy people, because they are everywhere. Just let me tell you. Joyless Reid is an insane wasn't she the one who had all the homophobic tweets and social media stuff, the anti-gay stuff, and then she claimed that none of it was her, and somebody hacked her and put all those nasty things on her voice, and she's an anti-Semite and a racist. She hates the white people, and she's not a good person, but she's a seven-figure-a-year anchor woman at MSNBC, which is an NBC station. They should all have their press credentials canceled because they're not journalists at all. They shouldn't be considered news organizations. And then maybe take away their FCC license so they can't broadcast. What do you think? Hey, why not? There's all their stations around the country using the airwaves and to propagandize and to lie, to perpetrate fraud, to spread division, balkanization, racism, anti-Semitism. And here are the results. President Trump, the head grazed by a bullet, coming from a sniper's rifle on a rooftop at a public rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Another one in the fence line in the bushes, the shrubberies in West Palm Beach, Florida, one of his golf courses. Just crazy. Now, the thing is, there's this great stuff that President Trump did enormously well with Latinos and Latin American men, Latin American women. Amazing stuff. In fact, President Trump, NBC fake news, looking at men. They like to slice and dice in as many ways as possible. So they just looked at men and Latino men on Tuesday. 55% of Latino men in America voted for Donald Trump. Only 43% voted for Kamala Harris. And this has the Democrats very upset. And that means the media, too. All right? President Trump won 60% of the white men vote, and Kamala only got 37%. And that has the Democrats very upset, too. President Trump got 21% of black men, which is much higher than historically Republicans would get, because black men are waking up to the big lie that is the Democrat Party and the corrupt, filthy, rotten news media. But 55% of Latino men voted for Donald Trump and only 43% for Kamala Harris. And that's got the Democrats. And Joyless Reid, as she's known, very upset. And she's a racist, nothing if not a racist. So amazing stuff. So she, last night on her TV show that they pay millions for at NBC, made up this stuff.
The Latino men, who despite the utter disrespect shown by Trump and his promise to deport some of your mixed status families, most of them voted in a 55% majority to make the deportations happen. You own everything that happens to your mixed status families and to your wives, sisters, and abuelas from here on in.
And your abuelas. She is a horrible, filthy racist, but she's not alone. Maybe she's talking about the joke that some guy that nobody knows told at the Madison Square Garden rally hours before Trump got there about he made reference to an actual real garbage crisis ongoing for years now on the island of Puerto Rico. And instead of saying, hey, why is there this huge garbage problem and toxic waste problem in Puerto Rico and how do we fix it? They just use it to racially polarize the country because they're the party of the KKK. Just saying. So isn't that amazing? And you're mixed class, and he's going to deport your family. Well, if they're here illegally, then, you know, that's illegally. You see, that's the thing. It's kind of like they love to say, he hates immigrants. Nobody's got an issue with illegal immigrants. That's like saying, the Republican Party hates drivers. No, maybe drunk drivers are a problem, but, they just lose the key word, illegal. Alien, all right, illegal immigrant, they just lose that and say, you hate immigrants. No, but you're pretty annoying, aren't you? Amazing stuff. Then we go to The View. They have a woman there named Alyssa Farah Griffin. Alyssa Farah Griffin. I say Farah, it might be Farah, but I say Farah. And Alyssa Farah Griffin, and she's one of the cast members on the TV show Propaganda for the Democrat Party is Everywhere, ABC Network. That was NBC Network with the racist Joy Reid. Now Alyssa Farah Griffin on The View, and she pointed out to the idiots sitting at the table with The View that a county, Star County, in Texas, South Texas, along the border with Mexico, is 97% Latino. The county, Star County, 97% Latino. That's almost entirely Latino for Democrats trying to follow along. And voted 75% for Donald Trump. And when Alyssa Farah Griffin pointed this out to the idiots, and they are certifiable idiots, I think it's Hoda who's sitting next to Alyssa Farah Griffin, who says, the only explanation for this, now, I mean, keep in mind that half the people that voted in this county are women, maybe more than half, right? And they voted 75% voted for Trump. But they immediately revert to racist attacks and false indignation, right? It's misogyny, it's sexism. So, this Hoda woman is yelling misogyny, and Whoopi, whose real name is Karen Johnson, starts yelling sexism, sexism.
Latinos in Texas, a district that's 97% Latino, went 75 percentage points for Donald Trump. Why?
Misogyny.
On the border. It's the border misogyny. Crisis is on their doorstep.
So,
and they were begging people to care about it for years. We need to take
sexism.
Some less.
That's what that was.
That's what that was. And they're also arrogant and smug and self-righteous and dumb and wrong, which is a potent combination when you're given a national television show with which to spread your mental disease. It's 97% Latino, voted 75% Trump. That's not all men. See, that can't be all men. That's they don't understand statistics. They don't understand math. They don't understand elections. They're dumb and they're racist. And now they're indicting all Latino men. They're saying, oh, well, they're just misogynists. You know, this macho Latin culture. And, of course, they couldn't vote for a woman because they're sexist and misogynist. And that's their only answer. Jim Acosta's real name is Abilio, but he's ashamed of his Cuban-American heritage. And he's on CNN.
A lot of folks are wondering, why would Latinos vote for Donald Trump if that means he might deport Abuela? He might deport members of their household.
Abuelas, and every got an abuela in every pot. I got to tell you, these people might wonder, maybe because they don't want to be victims of crime, maybe because they don't want Venezuelan gangs terrorizing their children at school, terrorizing them at home, invading their home, as is going on from Michigan to New York to Massachusetts. Maybe they don't want more than 100,000 fatal drug overdoses in the United States every year because of the drugs coming in across our southern border. Maybe they're more aware of what's going on than you are, Abilio Acosta. That could be part of it. Maybe they want low interest rates so they can buy homes or their kids can buy homes. Maybe they want to put an end to war in Europe and put an end to war in the Middle East. Maybe they don't want open borders. Maybe they don't want the fundamental transformation of America. Maybe they like the United States of America, even though you don't. Then they go to the man with one Soviet name and one Latino name, Boris Sanchez.
Donald Trump has a unique appeal to Latino voters. Most Latino voters are working class folks. And despite his crude sense of humor, despite the jokes that he makes, despite the exaggerations about his wealth and his exploits,
his wealth,
for folks that from where I'm from and folks that I've grown up around, that resonates.
Wow, imagine that. And really, they don't care about mean tweets?
Not just the strongman, but a figure that has succeeded in capitalism, mm-hmm. that has wealth that he flaunts, mm-hmm. versus the conversation that they hear often from Democrats about Latinx or Latinx. I don't know how to say
Latinx.
It. No one
I don't know how to
I'm
say
from
it.
Knows how to say that word. They don't use it.
Maybe Joe Biden calling them Latinx didn't go over real big. And the Democrats are such racists and they're so divisive and polarizing and tearing the country apart along lines of race and ethnicity.
Latinx.
Maybe, you know, people with common sense who work hard, who go to church on Sunday, who have wives and children and homes and, you know, maybe they want the American dream. But at CNN, this is an alien concept to them. They cannot understand why anyone who is Latinx, and I've got to say, I started the Latinx thing way back then because they're such ridiculous people, just amazing. And then Chunk Todd, he weighed in. He's a former Democrat Hill staffer. He's a Democrat campaign staffer, and he's not a very bright one.
Look, Hispanic voters are swing voters, and I think, you know, what's interesting here is the Republican Party treated them the same way they treated white working class voters. They courted them the same way they treated white working class voters. The Democratic Party has
Imagine
spent a lot
that.
Of time treating it as an identity group. Mm. You know, and, you know, whether it's Latinx, which sort of fell flat.
Latinx.
And so there's been a lot of hand-wringing about this inside Democratic circles. It was a total misread sort of by the coastal strategists when it comes to how to target working class voters of color.
Left-wing woo-woos who racially and ethnically balkanize the country, pit groups against one another, which is what the left does all over the world. And then they start filling mass graves like in Cambodia and China and Russia and Cuba. Venezuela, they just stole everything you had, and now everybody's fleeing the country to get the hell out of there. And they come here and you know, and form their gangs, invade your kids' schools. And the Democrats are like, what? You don't like that? You're a racist. And what are they? They've shifted their crazy rhetoric now. Have you seen the shift moving away from Hitler, fascists, and Nazis? And now they're doing, you hate women. You hate children. You hate that. They're just these Don't ever vote for these people for anything, ever.
Latinx or Latins. I don't know how to say it. No one where I'm from knows how to say that word. They don't use it.
Latinx.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-250-7807. 800-250-7807. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-250-7807.
Attention all patriots. This is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer and security expert. I have an urgent message for anyone who's concerned about their financial future. In a world filled with economic uncertainty and geopolitical turmoil, it's never been more important to have a rock-solid plan for protecting your wealth. That's why I'm inviting you to a special financial briefing this Thursday. During this exclusive summit, you'll get proven top strategies for safeguarding your hard-earned assets and securing your financial independence. We'll cover everything from diversifying your portfolio to creating a fail-safe emergency fund. Don't leave your future to chance. Call my friends at Advantage Gold today at 800-741-GOLD to register at no cost whatsoever. In today's uncertain times, it's critical to have a solid plan in place to protect your finances and secure your future. Call 800-741-GOLD now to register for this 100% free summit. That's 800-741-G-O-L-D.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands citizens get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366. Not available in all states.
I'm looking at the big board here, and we got everybody's upbeat this week. Everybody's very happy this week. A lot of fun. Now, we still haven't buttoned down the House of Representatives, but stand by for news on that. And before we get to a whole lot more of Joe Biden's brain and the Supreme Court and all kinds and attacking the Jews, you know, jihadis and the Democrats, let's go to the telephones first, though. Let's go to Brian, calling from Front Royal, Virginia. Brian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. So, you know, President Trump is now starting to fill out the key positions in the administration. Congratulations to Susie, the first woman chief of staff. That's historic. We've got that going for us. But all the while, AOC is over there complaining about the fascist, racist black men and black Latinos that voted for Trump. She's going to protect the working class. I think that Donald Trump should extend, this is a friend of mine at church, she said, you know, Donald Trump should extend an olive branch to AOC. He should offer her a position in his administration. She can be the bartender at the inaugural ball. How about that?
The bartender at the inaugural ball. She, of course, is well known as a bartender at one bar somewhere in New York City. She could at least hand out napkins. I bet she doesn't make a very good drink. I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, can I just step back there? I'll make my own vodka martini, okay? Because I don't
well,
think
no tax on tips though. So
oh,
you know, she's got that going for her.
That's true. That's a good point. No tax. There'd be no tax on tips for her. I don't know if we can get that through by inauguration day, but maybe we can make it retroactive for her. I like your bipartisan spirit. You know, it's good to, it's good because in victory we must also be humble. That's an American tradition as well in all things, in sports and in politics. And in victory we should be humble and generous. And
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.